That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too. Okay.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
It's about damn time.
Oh, my.
I want my money's worth.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that.
Today, I become number one.
More questions.
That's what got pulled out.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Anyways, I'm excited about today's episode. Very excited.
Welcome to What's Up, Bro. We haven't done an intro in forever.
To What's Up, Bro. Yeah, fuck intros. Fuck intros in the ass. The only reason we're doing an intro today is because we have a special guest. Like we talked about last week, he's not here yet, but he's on his way. So therefore... You know,
what if he never shows up and we've just like we're like, all right, he's gonna go.
Then he'll help us build it up for the following week. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm a fly by the seat of my pants kind of guy.
Yeah,
Michael. So I don't.
So like the episode ends with, well, we were supposed to have.
Well,
and maybe next week.
Maybe. Anyway, so I'm very excited about that, but I'm also excited because it's got a soundboard.
I got
sound drops. Like, I've been waiting for this for a long, long time. And it's one of those things where...
Neri's dream is to be a morning radio DJ. So he can...
Yeah, they get paid a lot of money. Yeah, I'm down with
that's
that.
That's true.
I'm very down. They get paid six figures easy. So, yes.
If they're on a popular station, yeah, for sure.
So I'm very... happy about that. But anyways, so going back to the fact that I got a soundboard. Thank you.
Hooray!
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Please, everybody, please, calm down.
Stop.
Guys, stop.
Calm down. But I'm excited about the drops. So much so that I'm buying myself an iPad just so I can have more visual control of it. And on top of that, I'm hiring the wife to come in just to do sound effects. She's just going to be the sound effects girl.
Because we can't be distracted
we
by
can't.
This.
Because we can't. It's one of those things where it's funnier if we hear it, you know what I mean, when it's
just
appropriate.
Randomly,
when it's appropriate and when... But I can't be thinking about, hey, I got a perfect soundbite for what was just said.
Yeah.
We don't plan out what we're going to talk about, so I don't fucking know.
I like, you know, it's funny because someone says, oh, you don't prepare for your show. And I'm like, nah, it's not that we're not prepared. It's that we're not planned. Like, we don't have a show run.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple notes for some... Most of the time, I have a couple notes. Like, hey, I want to talk about this, especially if it's something big in the news.
Yeah.
We may want to talk about this. There was a gunman here locally in Miami.
Yeah.
On Miller and 137th, apparently shooting up with an AK. This is actually a developing story.
It's happening right now.
It's actually happening right now. So I don't know if it's going to be a big deal. Like, I don't know. It could be that nothing happened and then he got taken out right away. Or it could be like he killed 17 people. God forbid. I'm not hoping
on
this.
Knock on some wood.
I'm just saying. Oh, yeah. That you believe in. Religion, you're not believing in that. Knock on some wood. Oh, you knocked? Thank God. Now I'm fine.
Yeah, we're all... It's all...
Thanks,
it's
science. All, it's all science. This is all... Oh, that's it. I'm fine. That's it.
Hello.
Yeah.
You just did it, didn't you?
Well, I believe in religion.
Just in case,
that's how crazy I am. That's how crazy I am.
Just in case, you know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. You know, it's funny.
It's a fallback.
I was watching a documentary one time on superstitions.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not a superstitious guy. I'm like, I don't do it. You know what I mean? And they were talking about, like, sports superstitions about... Oh, there's a guy that doesn't work, you know, wash his clothes, if it, you know, whatever.
I never wash my pads, yeah.
And you're quite disgusting. And they were talking about it. And I'm like, as I'm watching, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not superstitious. Like, these people are like, oh, that's crazy. And then the guy, at that point, I was Catholic, and the guy did the whole Catholic cross thing. And he's like, some people believe if you do this, that you're protected. I'm like, well, no, that's real.
Well, I mean, it's the Lord.
That's
the sign of the Lord, right?
That's different. That's
We all know the Lord likes hand signals. The Lord is a third base coach.
Yes, very much. And he's opposed to stealing. He doesn't think it's appropriate to steal.
It's like, oh, man, that guy, he never wants me to steal. It's open. I can just take it. And he's like, no, don't. No.
Thou shalt not. No.
God. Chris Kringle.
Anyways, so I'm gonna get an iPad for that.
Just for that, I can't believe that's so much.
Yeah. Well, that and the fact that I'm gonna get it at a lower price than because I already have a tablet. So, anyways, whatever. My point is, I'm not gonna spend the ludicrous amount of money.
There's some business deal in the works.
There's some, you know, it fell off a truck. Don't you fucking worry about it.
I wish. I'm all for that.
Oh shit! I've tweeted that a couple times in the last few years. I'm like, when I was a fucking kid, I could like just call any random phone number on my phone or beeper. And chances were that I knew that I was going to call somebody who either did it or knew somebody who would get stolen shit, like stolen merch. Like, fucking video games, like anything I wanted at the time, I could get it. I knew a guy who worked in the back lot of, I knew a guy who knew a guy, literally, I swear to God, knew a guy that worked in the back of Best Buy.
Right.
And he would like smuggle out anything.
Yeah.
Like anything. And his price would always be like half off. Like literally it was like 50% off.
Well, it's
whatever.
All profit for him.
Yeah,
you know?
It's all profit. And nowadays, I don't know anybody. I sent it on Twitter twice in the last couple of years where it's like, hey, whatever happened to the good old days where I knew somebody that sold shit off a fucking truck?
Yeah.
Where's that truck? What happened to the trucks?
Yeah, like, has somebody police hit work me up, gotten please. That good, you know, that we can't have things fall have off
we,
trucks?
Have we become that much of fucking adults? Have we become that old that we're like...
Mm-hmm. I think that's that when we were young, everyone worked retail jobs and they had the access to like...
And they had no morals or no... Like, they didn't give a fuck. They just, when you're a kid, you have no.
You don't
sense
really have
of,
a
like,
frame of reference for all that. You know, you're just like, fuck it, I want it, I'm gonna take it.
Yeah, and then nowadays, even if you're not moral, it's like, I don't wanna go to jail.
I used to steal so much.
I've never worked a day job that I did not steal.
I know, you told, right?
Like,
you're
I've
about
never
that.
Had a day job. And toward the later years, when I was like 25 or something like that, I would still steal time. It would still
I stole this cable by mistake.
Oh, did you?
Now that shit happens by accident.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I swear.
You know what I steal by mistake all the time? Ice cream sandwiches. All the time, bro.
All the time.
That's not true. I used to steal, like literally, I remember stealing everything. Like I had Super SNES games. I had like 15 games. We bought two. One of them came with the system.
Yeah.
Like, one of them was Mario.
I have a receipt for one.
And then the other one was a gift, and it was, and we had like 15 or 16 games. Like, what do you want? F-Zero? Got it.
Got it.
Final Fight? Got it. Fucking.
Those are good games.
Yeah.
I remember that's still.
What do you want? Pilot Wings? Got that shit too. Don't worry about it.
That's still to this day the most difficult mountain.
Video games?
Yeah, I still think of other ones where I'm like, oh, I want.
Yeah, no, video games is a tough mountain, but it's, I don't know. The sports movies became a tougher mountain than I anticipated at first. I was like, I don't think that's going to be that tough. It became a tougher mountain, but speaking of which, so I tried the Frankenberry.
How did it go?
It was three and a half bros.
Three and a half bro. It was good.
It tasted like Twix.
The Trix cereal?
The Trix. That's what I meant. What did I say?
Twix.
I want chocolate.
You want chocolate.
I still want chocolate. It's not even funny. Yes.
That's a Sinbad bit. Do you remember Sinbad, which hate on me for liking that guy.
No,
nobody loves Sinbad.
You know, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, he's
an easy target, but his comedy is fucking bananas.
I see every special, man. I just enjoy it. It's just so good.
Yeah.
And he does a bit about where he goes, tries to diet, and he goes on Nutrisystem, and they have the chocolate spray. And it's like a spray. It's like instead of eating chocolate, what you do is you just give yourself a little spray, and then that cuts the cravings. And then he cut to him. He's like, I was like, man, I'm up to 16 bottles. I was like, you got some chocolate spray? You got some chocolate spray? And he said, I'll give you $1,000 for that chocolate spray. And he starts like cracking out on the chocolate spray.
Oh, that's funny.
And sounds like chocolate spray sounds delicious. I'd put it on my salad.
You put chocolate spray on your salad? I guess.
Just to make it better.
Because, bro, I had a salad the other day, and you can't on this diet. I don't know if we're allowed dressings, but I just said no to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the worst like thing ever. I just ate fucking pure lettuce.
Like grass.
And I paid $11 for that fucking salad where it was like three pieces of chicken and lettuce. And I ate like five pieces of lettuce, and I was like so gross. And I just kept thinking.
I
got to a point where I was like, I kept stuff in my face hoping that I'll just get used to the taste.
Right.
But I felt, you know, you ever had that like, oh, I'm going to drink water where you're at the beach and you just drink salt water and you think you'll get used to it? Like when you're a kid, obviously.
Oh, that makes you so sick.
Yeah, it makes you feel like, but you go, I'll get used to it. And you go, no, you won't. You won't.
Drink salt. Oh, that's so bad for you.
That's how I won't get used to fucking dry lettuce. Like, I could eat, like, honestly, like, maybe 4 ounces of it.
And like, after a while, it just, you know, grosses you out.
$11 worth of fucking salad for nothing. Well,
who, first of all, who, that's an expensive-ass salad.
Yes. It was that Giordino's salad where it was like, it was like this great salad. Literally, the whole restaurant is a salad.
At that point, you get yourself a little dressy. You know, you come on, man. You gotta...
But I got dressy, but I didn't want to put it on because of the diet. I didn't want to fucking put it
in
the
thing. You don't want to go nuts?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if this is allowed, so I didn't want to.
You don't get Thousand Island dressing. You get...
No, like... no. I got vinaigrette. I got...
Yeah. That's fine. I don't think that's oil and vinegar is what I use. It's not that bad.
Well, now you tell me.
Well, now you're down. You had a scientific day today where you weighed yourself.
Oh, I did. I weighed myself in the morning and then I hadn't lost a pound since, I hadn't lost weight since yesterday. I weighed myself every day.
Yeah.
And then I took a shit.
Yeah.
And then I weighed myself and I was down a pound. And I was
bravo.
Like,
bravo.
Mark it down.
Yeah.
Mark it down. And I put hashtag booyah. And then in my Facebook status, everybody was like commenting. And like one girl was like, I lost 2.5 pounds once. That's not. And I was like, off of one shit? And she's like, yeah. I don't know if that's informative or disgusting. I don't know if that's impressive or disgusting. And I go,
but that's a little of both, I think.
I go, no, I'm going to go with disgusting on this one. And I put LOL. And I go, no, but seriously, it's disgusting.
LOL. No, I'm laughing out loud at you, yeah, but it's still. It's, so, like, it's not so like, disgusting. Hey, a lot of people use the LOL as the JK. I don't think I agree with that. You could still laugh at somebody and not be kidding around.
Yes, yes. And then so I told her, I go, I don't. It's quite disgusting. Oh, the guys are here. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, of course, we got the guest in. He came, Angel Lopez. Welcome. Welcome.
What's up?
Welcome to What's Up, Bro. Anyways, we were talking before about other shit, but it doesn't make a difference. You're the star, so let's go. Let's cut the shit.
In all fairness, this is the biggest guest we've had.
Ever. Yeah, no. Mike was asking me. He goes, hey, how do you guys know each other? I go, I don't really know.
I genuinely was curious. I was like, how'd you guys meet? And Neri was like,
I know we met through friends. Him and I met through mutual friends. And one of which is here in the studio is Lex. That's the guy from Alex.
Lex,
from,
you gotta give a shout out, man.
From Cali. He's a franchise member. There you go. So we met through them. And I remember, and I told him, we went to Universal together with the family. And he goes, really? And I go, yeah. And I almost killed one of his kids. Dude, because I don't know if you remember this, but I remember I had just gotten brand new sneakers, dude. And I was like brand new, like white sneakers.
Oh,
and I was walking. And then his kids were like, hey, this is hilarious to be stepping on people's shoes.
And that so, was like a game they came up with.
Yeah, yeah. And then we were walking one time and he stepped on his kid stepped on my foot and then just kept walking. And I was like, mother. And then I looked over and I saw Angel's face and I was like, oh, that's right. I like him. All right, cool. All right, I'm going to fuck somebody. Like, I was like, I really like it. If it would have been a stranger's shoes, I would have been like, hey, let me go talk to your father. I'm going to fuck somebody up. Like, it was really that moment. But I looked at Angel and then Angel just like shrugged his shoulders. I'm like, oh, nah, nothing. Never mind, bro. It's fine. It is what it is. But I remember going to.
You gave him the who-me, like the shrug. And like, hey, yeah. I don't know, man. He's a kid.
What are you going to do?
They're assholes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
How many kids you got?
I got three.
Three?
Yeah, my oldest one just came out of a 4-year service in the Marines.
Really?
He's 23 years old.
Damn.
My middle child is Sean. He's 6'1". I don't know where the hell he got that height.
Oh, we know, but we don't tell you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for dropping the bomb right now on your show. It's great.
And, this is like an episode of Maury Povich.
Yeah, he just got engaged to his 2-year-old, two-year-old relationship with his girlfriend.
Right.
Oh,
and my youngest one, he's 14, and I guess he probably was the one that stepped up. He's the real
fourth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the athlete. He's the jock, and yeah, he likes to make stupid pranks and thinks he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's him. That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
There's just been someone's trying to say, oh, he's trying to be an asshole. Hey, he's stealing my thunder.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like,
he's
hey.
He's trying to take me out.
There's only room for one asshole.
Nice guy.
In this fucking trip, buddy. No. That trip had so many people. No, there was plenty of assholes in that trip. Yeah. There was plenty of.
We had a plethora.
Yeah. A plethora. We had our Hemis. We had a plethora of assholes. They were like just.
Ramiro, Lex.
Yeah.
We had all different kinds of assholes from all races.
Yeah.
You know, just like a very like United Nations of assholes.
Yeah. We had Nicaraguense assholes. We had Ecuadorian assholes. A lot of Cuban assholes. A few Puerto Rican assholes. And yeah.
That, well, yeah, I mean, you got everybody. Well,
some assholes, some dicks, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the Team America speech.
Yeah, exactly.
All over. Some people are dicks, some people are pussies, and some people are assholes.
Everybody gets mad at the dicks for being dicks, but you need the dicks to fuck the assholes.
Exactly.
Oh, is this the Lex that scripted our conversation?
That is. He's the one.
That's my favorite thing in the world. Like, cause you, I cannot tell you how exact that was. You should see I wish you could. It was a video of it, but he was reading the script, and it was damn near perfect.
Yeah, and I let it ride because he wrote out Mike is very indecisive, Angel.
Yeah.
So whenever you ask him, like, hey, what's your opinion on this? Or what do you like, this or this? He'll be like, well, I mean, if you... And then Lex had previously scripted out what the conversation was going to be to the fucking T. And he said, this is...
I consider it to be diplomatic. I don't want to make any kind
but it's diplomatic. It's to, like... inanimate objects. It's like, what movie do you like better, this or this? Well, I mean, you know, this movie is but
look, man, that's my personality. My whole personality is
sounds about right.
Yeah, right.
That sounds about right. So Angel's here, man. You're just coming in. You've been away for a month. You've been in LA. You've been doing a lot of shit, a lot of work.
I've been keeping busy. Coming back to the Latin industry, and hopefully we will do some crossover so we can, you know, do a little bit of everything.
Nice.
We're working real hard.
Do you prefer the Spanish language stuff, or do you like the mix?
I don't prefer it because my influence are, you know, they're highly Anglo. You know,
really,
from Michael Jackson, Boyz II Men, Brian McKnight. You know, Luther Vandross, Marvin Gaye. And then, you know, we have the Jose Felicianos, the Jose Joses, the Menudo, because I came, you know, I grew up, you know, wanting to be a Menudo back in the day. But
that was, I wanted all the girls that Menudo got. I remember seeing
That's why I started singing. I said, listen, if they can get all that, I think I can do that, you know. But
did your whole family sing well? Can your whole family, like, do they have a talent?
Well, no. Actually, you know.
I like the fact that
some of my siblings that actually, you know, have some musical connection, but they didn't take the career. I'm the only one who actually took the career. And then I thought my kids were going to be blessed with some gift of, you know, singing or musician. And they all like music. They all critique it. They all like to listen to it, but none of them took it as a career. The only one that I know for a fact that actually took as a career is my nephew, Jaquan, who actually created a company back in Puerto Rico called Starflow Music, and he's been doing his urban thing, his, you know, reggaeton for the ladies.
Do any of your kids, do they have the physical, because everybody talks a lot about, like, drive and music, I think, more so than any other, more so than comedy, more so you have to be born with a gift.
Right.
Not nowadays. Nowadays it's all, you know, if you have a nice pair of tits and ass, you know, and, you know, shit like that, they can make you a star, but
they produce you.
Right. They could produce you, but undeniable talent is undeniable talent. I've heard you sing a cappella in a fucking get together, just hanging out with a fucking cigarette in your mouth. You're like, hey, yeah. And you just take a cigarette out of your mouth and you sing and you have fucking talent. And that's my question, is like, do your kids have that?
Well, no.
Or they're like their mom?
No, they're mostly, I mean, they know, they recognize music, and some of them actually do dance very well, and they do backflips and stuff like that. But, you know, they took that from derivative from that parkour thing.
Okay.
So they combined that parkouring, because my oldest, he's a parkour freak, and my youngest one. The middle one is tall, so he doesn't have that flexibility, but, you know, they all like it. They all like it.
But they can't sing.
They don't sing. I mean, they sing along.
No, but they can't. I'm asking the talent. You ever heard your kid in the back, like, when they were younger, like, sing, and you go, man, this motherfucker has something? Or you were like, nah.
Yeah. No, actually, one of my middle child, Michael, which I love, because he likes to sing the songs even though he doesn't really know the lyrics. And then the youngest one will tell him, hey, Michael, who sings this song? And he goes, oh, yeah, it's this guy. He goes, okay, well, shut the fuck up and let him sing it.
Yeah, yeah. I love the wrong lyrics part. Exactly. That's my favorite thing, when you hear somebody, like, really committing to the lyric, like the Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
wait a minute. Well, before I started speaking English, I was a huge fan of Michael, and I didn't know how to speak English, but I used to sing all his songs. No, Michael Jackson.
Oh, Jackson. You know? Okay, all right.
So I would say, it's time to be all right. It's a burning state of Rackets to the park. I didn't know what I was doing, but you know, I followed, and I kind of got some syllables. You know,
is that
I know it was Thriller. I know that Thriller. Dead Mustang, and a man in strange emotions. It's a-
No, that was, yeah, like absolutely. Well, when I was a kid, when I was a kid, and I went back to visit Nicaragua, I remember them, my cousin singing. What was it? I forget. It was an MC Hammer song, and I forget whether it was Stop Crabber. He said,
Too Leche.
No, it was Too Leche, Too Leche con Quick. I swear to God,
no.
It said Too Leche, Too Leche con Quick.
Hey,
and I was like. And I spoke English, right? I was 15, and I was like, oh, hell no.
No, he didn't.
I was like, Too Leche con Quick. And I started laughing, and I thought they were joking.
Tight.
And they're like, I know English.
Made it, and I knew. More or less, that's that. Yeah,
did you learn English that way? Did you learn English through music?
Well, actually, yeah. It was highly influential, and it was actually a great tool for me because I'm not one of the brightest members of my family.
Right.
I mean, I'm
you don't have to
I'm not proud of it.
You don't have to agree so hard.
But like, actually,
yes.
music gave me the tools to make everything kind of rhythmic and kind of similes and metaphors, especially when you're bilingual. Most of the words have nothing in common with English words in Spanish, you know? So it was really, confusing when you're coming out of ESO and they tell you, you know, A-E-O-U, and then you talk to the English and it's, you know, it's just weird.
It's actually, man, it's a huge hurdle. Like when I've talked to people, like in the, I work in a hospital. Like,
okay.
And
I can tell.
I know. I can
for some reason, I don't know.
But
I saw the luggage and the airplane tickets and I put two and two together.
You know. No, no, fly? No, I said whenever you get people that don't speak English, it's almost like you have to say English words because now there's way too much Spanglish. So then you have to get like I tell people, un suero, un suero, and they're like, okay, un IV, and they're like, I got it. You know, like you have to say the English word with a Spanish accent, and you get it fine.
Well, you know, it's sometimes it's just ridiculous when even Spanish speaking people don't even know how to mention simple names. Okay, Mark Anthony is Mark Anthony, but you ask any Latin person what's his name, and he'll say Mar Anthony. You know, so it's...
Who's your favorite singer? I'm Mar Anthony. So when you start out... Okay, so Michael, did you... Because I was hearing... Like, you get the rhythm down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll put the rhythm again. Do you play any instruments?
Actually, based out of necessity, because I didn't have the money to make, you know, to get producers to make music for me. So I ended up just buying, you know, I didn't buy. I want to correct that. My sister had, they gave her a little Casio keyboard. And from there, I just started playing the two little fingers. And then from there, I got into like percussion and, you know, little by little, I was buying like used instruments like congas and bongos and timbales. And then I got a Ludwig that was like, old as hell,
right.
But you know, it
you do what you can. I remember because I play guitar. Been in, like my brother plays guitar. And we were in bands, and we would get like we would have to figure out ways to record ourselves, and we had an alarm clock with a tape deck, and we would hold it up to whatever we were playing, and then we had another like a stereo system that had the two tape decks. And we were just like, bro, we just got to
dubbing, overdubbing.
And just literally trying to get something together like that. We would sit there for hours and we would be like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever heard in my life. And then we'd show it to people and they're like, we can't hear you. What is going on? And we're like, listen.
Yeah. Low budget productions. That's where, basically where I'm from. I mean,
low budget productions.
Yeah, man.
I kind of want to see that.
I used to do my own sounds. Like since I didn't have like, you know, fancy keyboards and stuff, like I would record and then I would, you know, ask one of my friends to, you know, lend me a cassette and whatever. And then I would do the song and then I'll do the effects like, and then I would record myself singing on top of that, and then I would play a and I would do like a sample
like a
with my
acapella band.
So you heard like an acapella demo for me.
That's basically dope.
How it started.
I love all that stuff. Like they had a show on NBC.
Glee?
No. That's on Fox, and I watch it regularly.
Yeah, it was acapella. Watch. Which actually, I think the first group that won it was Puerto Rican, right? It was Latin. It was
the Sing Off or something that. And it was these people that they had no accompaniment. It was just a bunch of acapella tracks, and that was incredible. That was
actually Slim from Boyz II Men. It was one of the one of the judges.
Oh, the judge, right. I did remember that. And Nick Lachey?
No, he was the host.
Yes.
He was the host. You're right.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, we don't put him in charge of judging anything.
I remember because Slim was like, shut up, Nick Lachey. Like, he said at one point, because he said, oh, like, so I remember the scene that Slim had said something like, oh, yeah, that reminds me of us like 10 years ago. And then Nick was like, I think it was a little longer than 10 years. And so it was like funny. And then he's like, Slim was laughing, like, shut up, Nick Lachey. He's like, yes, told him to shut the fuck up.
And Little Mama, and Little Mama was also one of the judges. So I don't know what she
was. No, that was, so that was the dance one. Okay, America's the Best Dance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
With the
Jabba. Yeah, ABDC. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, no, I love us. We always joke around because I haven't done an old school song, the Earworm song in a while.
Yeah.
But I'm
you mean aside from the Baywatch theme song?
That was classic. That was our song last week. The Baywatch, the Earworm of the Day is all the right. Song
you try
that
to catch
stuck
one
in your
that
head.
Gets stuck in your head.
No, so the one the one of the classics for me is like tuk 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 tuk. Remember that Knight Rider? Oh my god. And Chips. I don't remember much of the Chips. No, that was the A Team.
No, that was the A Team. Yeah. A Team. We have the A Team on cue. We know the A Team.
He's so excited.
I am. I got a new little soundboard. You can't hear it because you don't have your phone. But it's but we just put the
it's literally the most. He's been giddy about this. He texts me. He's like, bro, you're never going to believe what I got. And I'm like,
I got a soundboard.
A soundboard. I was like, yeah. All right.
Yeah, so I have little cues. You want to hear the theme song for Two Girls in a Cup?
All right. Oh, my God.
You said yes before even knowing what the hell I was talking
sure.
About.
What? Oh,
so
no.
Wait.
No,
so you
no,
saw,
no.
You see
I
Two
just,
Girls in a Cup?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that?
I really, I'm not.
I have it as my wallpaper.
Why you just popped it back in my head?
I have it as my wallpaper on my computer.
Oh,
my. Did you do a response to that? Did you show him that and watch him react to it or something?
No. I just, no. Anybody when you, see, when.
You can tell who's seen it.
Here's the thing, sick fucks like comics, like we're sick fucks. So yeah, whenever you tell a comic, hey, Two Girls in a Cup, we're so numb. We're like, yeah, I saw it, and that's how the reaction you're gonna get because comics don't let you show you any kind of over, like real reaction. We
don't want to give you anything to work on.
We're numb.
God forbid I give him something to make fun of me for.
I never take it.
It's too easy now at this point. Like I'm like the reverse. But you don't want to give someone like ammo.
You don't want to give another comedian ammo. So you're like, this motherfucker freaked out. This is mad. So, but the fact that I said to a non-comic, Two Girls in One Cup, and you go, I remember.
Yeah.
Do you remember how weird
really
it was drinking off to that? That was not awkward.
No, I really wish I'd never watched that. And it was somebody that told me, dude, check this out. And I'm like, really? Okay, let me see. And I'm like,
because you hear Two Girls in One Cup, you go,
You're like, I wonder what's in the cup. Oh, no. Now I know what's
it's
in the
shit.
Cup. It's shit.
It's total shit.
Blah.
Total shit. So you got into music. How long have you been doing? We're going back. I circled around.
We kind of got
there's only so much you can talk about Two Girls in One Cup without we've heard it all. Like, I don't know what we want to get.
We talked about putting songs together the low budget way.
How long has it been?
What?
Your career? Like, I'm talking about since how long have you been?
I've been singing since the age of 7, since I can remember. But actually, professionally, I actually started working by the age of 17.
Remember the first paycheck?
I remember the first. It was not a check. I remember getting paid $50 for 4 hours.
4 hours of singing?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
4 hours.
That's rough, dude.
Holy shit.
What was the
gig?
It was actually in a hotel.
Yeah, because you got raped.
But dude,
yeah, that's what was happening.
Back in the days, I was 17 years old, had no commitments. $50 a day was like, because I would work Friday and Saturday. So I would have $100 every week. And for a guy like me who's, you know, still in high school, dude, that was like all the burritos and the sandwiches and, you know, me, that
would have killed for, I would have killed for $100 a week in high school.
I'd kill for a burrito right now. I don't kill for a burrito.
Yeah, well, you know, as
try to lose weight.
I'm a chunky man. So, you know, my interest was not even about girls or getting, you know, looking sharp. I want to get to that school. And the first break I get, I'm going to that little bus that was always right next to the school and just pig out because I had about $20 in my pocket.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about whether or not I'm going to save this. It's
4 hours, Angel. Holy shit. Did they give you a break? What did you do? Like, what did you do?
Well, it was 40-minute sets and then 20 minutes to rest. And basically, I had to learn in less than a month over 60 songs because the guy was like, hey, well, what would you want to hear? And I'm like, can you let me learn the songs before you just start?
Who was? Oh, was it with like an accompanist, like a pianist?
Yeah, the director was a piano player and he was really good, but he thought that I was as good as he was, but I was so unprepared for that, you know. And then I would actually have all the songs written, so I would put them there, and then everybody's having fun and dancing, and usually people are drinking,
right?
So Here I am, like in my, I think my second week, and I'm still learning the lyrics. And these beautiful old couples, I think they were celebrating probably 35 or 40 years. And all of a sudden they started dancing.
Sorry, that was the wrong one.
And then they started dancing, and what I noticed was that they were a little tipsy, and they were getting really close to the tray where I have all my lyrics. And Lord and behold, the unexpected happened. They kind of lost their balance. Hit my tray right in the middle of the song. All the songs just, all the papers just started flying in the air. And I just started doing that Thriller thing. You know, that's the bitterest thing in the first time. Because I didn't know the lyrics. And it was hilarious.
Suddenly it's a mashup of, you're singing one song, you just grab another paper.
No. And I'm actually singing. I grab the mic and I'm on the floor trying to get the paper.
While you're singing. With the song
while I'm singing. And people were like, is this motherfucker singing Chinese now? Yeah, he's super talented.
Oh, the remix song.
Exactly. You know, I dropped it. I invented the remix. Well, they dropped it like it's hot.
Yeah.
But it was really funny. What kind of song? The director was laughing his ass off. I can actually see him like, babiándose of the laughter. And I'm like,
that's awesome.
Cool. You know?
All right. Well, I'm still amazed at the fact that you work for fucking 40 minute sets.
Yeah.
You don't understand, as a comic, I do 40 minutes, I'm getting well over $150 that set, motherfucker. Like, you want me to do two of those a night?
You know what's funny? Because when I was in bands and stuff like that, we play like, you know, songs and stuff. This, you know, high school band, shitty band. You know, like, we would play for however long they would tell us, because you know you have a song that's like 6 minutes long. And you're just like, yeah, I can play four of those, five of those in a row. Yeah, that's a half hour. Why not?
Yeah, but it's not just you.
Exactly. But
it's an instrument.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
This dude is...
But you were singing covers, right?
But yeah. But actually, it was a blessing in disguise, because what it taught me was to be a little bit... It had gave me more strength. You know, usually when artists, they get too famous, they don't want to do a lot of shows because they need to rest their voice. And they, right. Well, when you start off like that, you'll sing on the spot at any given moment because you already have that.
That's why strength, he can do the at a party sitting with a cigarette and then be like, listen, look what I can do. And then blam.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I do it. Sometimes I do it because I love it. But sometimes I do it because I need to do it because my fans deserve
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
I
can be talking to anybody who goes, excuse me, are you the guy? Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you sing for my mom? So they actually put me on the phone with a perfect stranger.
Really?
I have no idea who they are.
That's awesome.
And, you know, and I got to be the world of memories, fantasies. And you hear the people on the other side. And they're screaming their ass off. And I'm like, okay, God bless. You know, take care. You know? But it happens to me every day. I wish I was a drummer. How in the hell are you going to tell a drummer, oh, my God, you're the drummer. Oh, my God, can you play set for me? You know, it's like, what the hell am I going to do?
Just tap on the phone.
Let me tap on the phone
really fast. Oh, man, you should see him do it. He's doing it so fast.
He's so good. Can you tap for my mom? She loves your drumming. Just tap the microphone part of the phone.
I could tap your mom.
Oh, no.
But it's funny that you say that because my wife, when we first met, I don't know how it came up, but she was like, her cousins were asking, like, oh, do you know anybody famous? And then I was going through, like, the list of comics, and they're like, I don't know any of those people. And I was like, all right, well, there you go. And then my wife was like, oh, don't you know Angel? I'm like, oh, that's right, yeah, Angel. Because I see him as a friend. I don't see him as a famous person. I'm like, yeah, it's Angel.
He's
like,
buddy.
Oh, 4x4. And my wife was like, hey, can you think you could get him to sing? We were, like, at her grandparents', like, 50th wedding anniversary. You think you could get him to sing over the phone? I'm like, no. I'm not going to fucking call him and be like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I know we haven't talked in a couple of months. Hey, can you fucking sing? Yeah. You're on the phone. You're on speaker right now at my girlfriend's grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. Can you just sing? Just fucking sing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to pimp you out to score points with my girlfriend's family. Is that cool? Just sing into the microphone and I'm going to get all the credit.
Oh, dude, you had no idea. You have no idea. I have friends calling me on a Friday night or a Saturday. And not all the time, because I seldom sleep at that time. But like at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, "Hello." He goes, "Bobby,
Bobby, Bobby, necesito un favor bien duro. And I'm like, what? Dude, I need you to sing for this girl, man. You know.
So how are Hermes doing? So- did you say how to Hermes for me? Where do you-
oh, my God. So, you know, and yeah. Dude, at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sleeping. I'm like, are you crazy, man?
You pulled it out. You did a song for him?
Yeah. Hey, no, because
bro,
I have...
Bro, you got to get this guy late.
Of course. I mean, but it's like...
a rule.
I'm asking, he's able to? Like, I would be like, fantasias. Okay, click.
And the wife is here. Hey, look at the wife. Hey, mama.
Aw.
Turkey guy. All right. Sorry about that. We had a little the baby interruption, which we have every once in a while. But so you were saying you get people late, so you got woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right. So, you know, they're like, yo, mom, help me out. You know, sing a little bit to this girl. I think I got, you know, I think I'm going all the way. And I'm like, hey, well, you know, congratulations.
You better.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations.
You call me at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, but then I have different parts of the song because there's songs that are really, really high that I do it to impress. And sometimes I just, and I sing something very light.
Right.
Although I just woke up or, you know. So
that's
good for you.
This happens to the point where you have the segments of the song that it's, you have like
the on power. Deck. Yeah, the power mids and lows. Yeah, yeah.
I've been with it when we went to Islands of Adventure. We had, I remember there were fans that came up to him like, oh, can we take a picture? And then he turns to me and he's like, oh, and I'm just like, shit. he had the white plain t-shirt. Oh, yeah. And he's like, yeah, let's take a picture. And then they asked him to sing and he sang on the spot for them, and I'm like, yeah. I was like, you know, I just did an open mic at the Improv last time.
I'm not a dressy, flashy guy, so I might as well impress vocally, you know?
They're like, no, hold on. This is why you love me. Boom! Yeah. In your face.
And they just fucking, I mean, they were just all over it. Like, it was fucking great. I remember thinking, I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. I mean, I don't know if, again... just killed it last night at the Miami Improv.
You should have heard my fart jokes, man.
You should have heard my shit.
Nice.
Take that. What? You should have heard my shit. I was doing that shit all over the place.
No, my kids, you gave a great lasting impression to my family. I mean, the thing is that I know based on my career that every comedian has its funny moments and, you know, you're always thinking of material. But not all the time you think, you know, people think everything you're saying is funny. So my kids, when we were hanging out with Neri, everything he said, they were waiting for a punchline.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, he would say something like, yeah, I want a soda too.
Huh?
You know, they were about to laugh. They were just waiting. Like, okay, he wants a soda too. And don't forget the straw.
Motherfucking straw.
The straw.
You got a flexi straw?
Motherfucking flexi straw.
Yeah, it was
just... So, you know, with Neri, you know, they expect that because, I mean, when we first met, everything about Neri was just amazing. You know, he had so much.
Is he paying you to say this?
No, I'm serious.
What the hell just happened? Like, Neri is amazing.
Not only that, at our Hemi's wedding, he had so much material that it was, he didn't even have to say a word. There was something wrong with the lady and the piano. And from the get-go, you know, but cling, cling.
You know, it's funny because we all, you know, because as comics, we go, when you're a comic, you're expected to be funny at all times.
At all times.
It's one of those things where you meet somebody. My wife, and I hate it when she does it, she gives a disclaimer. Like, whenever I meet somebody new, she's like, oh, he's a comedian.
Oh, like, I'm sorry.
He's
a comedian. And I'm like, I haven't said anything yet. And they're like, but just in case for the future type of shit. And that always bothered me because of this. Like, I tell people, I don't act the way I am because I'm a comedian. I'm a comedian because of the way I've always acted. Like, that's just me, my personality. It's not like, hey, I'm a comic now. It gives me a license to act a fool. No, buddy, I was acting a fool before it was reasonably, sociably acceptable for me to act a fucking fool.
I went through the same thing where all of a sudden I'm like, I'm allowed to do this now.
Yeah,
I'm encouraged.
But here's the thing, though. When you're a comic, you have that mentality. But when you hang around with funny people, and Angel's funny, and our Hemi is funny, like all our friends are funny, and we went to our friend's police academy graduation, like when he graduated, and me and Angel were sitting next to each other, fucking dying. When we saw that chick, and she looked like a dude, and Angel just turned to me, Angel just turned to me and whispered that line from fucking 40-year-old virgin when he was like, "What's up?" Well, hey, is it Gina?
Gina? No, Gina, what's up?
You know, it was one of those occasions where it's like any graduation where the audience is expected to be quiet.
Yeah, they just didn't listen.
You have two fucking dudes in the middle of the audience just laughing at moments that they were like, and they're putting their life on the line every day. We're like, it's just because we hang around funny. Like I hang around funny people, and it's great when I hang around funny people who are not comics.
That situation,
because comics make you work for your shit.
It's kind of, always it's also because we're always trying to think of the next funnier thing to say. Yeah. Even if it's not material. If it's like
shark in the water type of shit.
Yeah.
If we see the same funny situation,
yeah,
we'll try to one-up each other. Like that.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shit, he pissed on that tree. Fuck, I'm going to piss on that tree. Well, I'm going to piss harder on that tree.
You know, I tend to do that. We tend to do that as singers, you know, especially when we're... when an artist comes before the other one. The first one kind of rocks it, so you're under pressure. You go, oh, now I gotta put my shit down. I gotta put my foot down and tell this kid who's coming. Yeah. And then the guy before, you know, after me is like, oh man, Angel's coming up. I think I should cancel this performance.
Yeah,
you know,
my throat hurts all of it.
Oh. Yeah, all of a sudden I got laryngitis and I can't talk.
Well, I remember going to one of your shows. And it was at the Tropicana, I want to say.
Oh, yeah.
And,
that was a great experience.
It was a great show. And I remember going to the show thinking, man, they charge $15 for a croqueta. This is a lot. Am I lying? Lex,
yeah, it's about 20 bucks for a beer.
I swear to you, it was five croquetas for like $8. No, not exaggerating, it was like $13, $14 for like five croquetas, and you do the math, and you go, that's like $3 a croqueta. That's fucking crazy. Like that's just like I've never had a fuck. And they were big, but they weren't like for $3 a croqueta. That shit better be the size of a
burrito.
Corn dog.
Yeah,
that shit better be the size of a corn dog that you're eating a croqueta. And I remember, I swear to God, because I mean I'm broke now, but I was broke back then. I'm broke now.
It was a lot more O's. Yeah, than that broke.
And And I remember thinking, man, this motherfucker better be worth this shit. Because I had never seen you perform live at that point. I remember we had hung out a lot, and then my friend, I had seen my other friends hang out, perform, but I had never seen you perform. I'm like, man, this motherfucking guy is costing me right now, you know. And I sit at a table with a bunch of friends who happen to be girls, and you can't seem like the cheap ass.
Right, of course
like,
not.
You can't be like, hey, because somebody else bought me for these fucking croquetas? I can't pay for a croquet. And I remember when Angel went
attention,
up.
Attention, vaginas.
Yes.
I cannot afford croquetas. Line up to the left.
Anybody want to hit this? Take a number.
Remember the waiters. Waiters were like, they were hassling people. He goes, as soon as you finish with that beer, would you like another one?
Yeah.
Would you like another one? I'm still drinking this. No, but would you like another one? Just before it gets hot. I'll get you another because they just wanted to keep, and there was like $8, $10 damn. Bucks a beer. It was ridiculous.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Where is this? I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
It was this at a hotel, right? Am I correct? But I remember thinking, man, this motherfucker better put on a good show, and then he did, and the fucking show was like, I'm telling you, I'm not saying this to wash his balls because he's here. I'm being honest. The fucking show was really good, and I remember going, okay. So it's all right. So it's $15 for the show and croquetas. Okay. I'm okay with paying that because now I'm okay. But I remember it was a fucking really good show. There was another dude on the bill before that.
Yeah, Robert and what's the guy who used to be background vocals for Britney? Joe, I think his name is Joe or something. I forgot, but he did a great show as well.
Yeah, I did.
He performed really good.
Who did Platano? Somebody, I remember Platano.
Oh, yeah, Platano, too. Yeah. He rocked that.
Yeah, rocked the fucking house. He waved his fucking towel around. I remember that shit. I'm telling you, it was a fun show, and I'm not one for...
That sounds fun.
Wait, we sang too then, you know, just in case.
Yeah. Lex has reminded me that he sang too. I said all of you. I said I had seen my friend, but I had seen you guys perform, though. I had seen you and our Hemis, and remember, I had seen you guys perform.
Oh,
not with Angel.
When you guys had like a boy band?
Yes.
The whole...
It was a man band.
A man band?
Yeah. I learned how to do the NSYNC's Bye 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 choreograph because I was in Lex's garage. Lex is here. I was in Lex's garage while they were practicing it and through osmosis.
You just absorbed it.
Because then Lex was like a fucking drill sergeant. The run-on joke was, again.
Again.
Again. Okay, again. again, and everybody would do this. And after you're there,
a man
you're there,
band.
You're there with, you know, again, I was like maybe, I don't know, what, how old was I? 17, 18? I don't remember how old I was. I was right after high school, so I was still maybe 17, maybe 18. 18,
yeah.
And I remember you have nothing to do at 17, 18 years old. So if three of your five friends are fucking practicing a boy band, you're going to be there watching them practice to be a fucking boy
band. You were like that guy that filmed the little kid that his sister is doing the choreography of cheerleading, and he's in the corner doing the exact same choreography. Yeah. My God.
And I'm literally like that, and I just, and then they would take a break, and I'm like, I think I got this. You do that, and to this
I
day.
I wish we could be filming what you just
No, but to this day, like, I know that, I don't know the whole thing anymore, but I know that the main, you know, the main popular
people. Oh, yeah, that's good. I always question that, like, because nowadays, I guess I'm more of a rock guy, like rock, metal, anything with guitars and stuff, easy. and so for me, whenever, like, you hear, like, their voices aren't necessarily supposed to be the nicest, you know, sweetest sounding.
Not the cleanest.
Because they're not.
It's not the cleanest, because that's not the point, right? But when you get, like, a good singer who's supposed to be, like, a talented talent. No, but nowadays, and you go see them live, either it's lip-synced or...
That's true.
Sounds terrible.
That's the same for every music genre. Like, most of them are now just lip-syncing. I mean, Beyonce caught so much flack
for
lip-syncing at the president's inauguration that she was going to lip-sync the Super Bowl, and she got so much heat on her that week that she had to sing it live. I'm assuming she sang it live, right? Did she sing?
I hope so.
I would imagine
I think everybody was looking at... trying to look at her lips while she was singing.
Yeah, it's almost like when I was watching it there, I was like, there was a moment where, is she really singing? I wasn't even watching it anymore. I was just looking to see if she fucked up.
Yeah.
That's all I was looking
for. Well, I mean, the hardest part for, because there's singers and there's entertainers.
Right.
When it comes to singers, they're like Michael Bublé, where he doesn't dance or do anything. He just says, my kind of town, you know?
I love that.
And he sings like the way he talks.
I didn't know this about Michael Bublé, that he didn't write his own shit. Like, I didn't know that.
Oh, man, it's all standards.
Those are all standards, but they're standards like way before my time. They're like 50-year-old standards.
Right, it's new to you.
It's new to me. It's like the Mencia type of mentality where, like, it's new to me. I like it. It's fucking, I've never heard it before. That'd be shit. And now that you mentioned Michael Bublé, you're like, yeah, he doesn't have to dance. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he actually came out with Just Haven't Met You Yet. I love that song. And before that, he has one of the songs that at home.
Yeah, yeah.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Every time I'm away from my wifey and my kids, that's the song I put in my iPod, and I cry. I shed a little tear. It's
a touching tune.
It's hard. It's hard for me to, as any artist, to travel. But at the same time, we're like, you know, okay. And as soon as that 3.5-minute song ends, I'm like, oh, we're going to see some booty. Because my wife ain't nowhere near. You know what I'm talking about.
You're like, okay, the emotional contact is over. All right, let's go.
Little guilt, and then, you know, I just play.
You just play along.
I just roll through.
Plow through.
But then we have, you know, going back to the subject, and then we have people like Beyonce and people like Chris Brown, and, you know, that they're performers. So they're not only dancing, singing, they're doing a whole bunch of things, and they have to look good doing it. So sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes their rehearsal and whatever kind of brings a conflict, whether do I look good or do I sound good? So what they do is they say, I need to look good because I sell. I need to sell stage. So they pre-record live versions, which is something that most people do not know this. You heard it here first. They record live versions, and then you can swear these guys, because they actually record the and the yeah and come on, and it's all pre-recorded. So when you see them on stage, these guys lip sync to every to every scream.
Unless somebody fucks up, you really can't tell if it's lip synced or not.
Exactly. Britney Spears have made millions doing that.
I can imagine. But that's what I get. Do you get mad at
her? You could tell.
Yeah.
I mean, no. And I respect that, because to me, it's just amazing. It's an appliance science. If you think about it,
it really
is
like social.
To learn how to synchronize everything and then look good doing it. You know, but it's amazing. At the same time, I think that me, since I am in the handicap when it comes to the industry, where I'm not the skinniest, I'm not the cutest, I need to sing. I need to, you know, open my pipes and impress because I'm not going to impress otherwise.
Have you ever gotten shit for that?
I gotten shit all my life. That's how come right now I just got signed to LBE after almost 12 years hiatus, but not it was forcefully. It was forcefully because everybody in the industry knows who I am and they know my music and my potential and my talent. Vocals. But then they go, yeah, but he's one ugly motherfucker. And I just don't know what to do with this bastard. You know, and then can we just put surgery? No, I'm not going to pay for his medical expenses.
Yeah.
You know, so unless he just comes out with another puro dolor, let's just, you know, let him deal with his own devices, you know?
Right.
So right now, LBE is putting their balls, you know, where they need to be. And Martin and Alex and Antonio from Univision and all these people are just getting together and kind of backing me up because I really need a support. You know, all these artists like Beyonce and Chris Brown's Neo, these guys have a machine of people back there.
Speaking of Neo, that shit was terrible.
Yeah, awful.
Awful.
At the
All-Star game.
Neo.
Holy crap.
And I'm a big Neo fan, and I was like, what the fuck
but
is going on?
But as worse as Ocean, Frank Ocean in the Grammys?
I didn't see that. I heard it was bad.
I didn't, yeah.
Yeah, man, and I love his voice. I think he's one of the greatest upcoming artists, and for some reason, dude, he was like gone and I really felt disappointed because I was there at the Grammys.
Maybe he had semen in his mouth.
Oh, okay.
No?
Yeah. Okay.
I would do that.
You know.
I mean, that would explain why he's
fun rocked the house. Fun. I mean, I was there. I couldn't believe that it actually started raining on the stage.
Do you get starstruck when you go to those things?
All the time. I mean, before I'm a singer and an artist and a performer, whatever, I am a huge fan of the music and the arts. And I think...
Who made you shit your pants the most?
I think I mean, at the Grammys or music in general?
In general. Like, if you ever
Michael Jackson.
When I met him?
When I was on stage and I got to shake the hand of that man, I felt like it was the highest place that I could be at as an artist. And
that's cool as shit.
Did he make you put Perrell on before?
No.
That's the way you're going to ruin it. That shit gave me goosebumps. That's a cool...
No, dude.
I'm not saying it's not a cool moment. He was a germaphobe. He wore a mask. That was a legitimate question.
He shook my hand and he actually looked right at me in the face and says, I love your voice. I'm like,
really?
Oh, hell no. Okay, what do you do? And you know what happens? That out of all the things that you could say, I only went, because I was lost for words. Then after we got off stage and they took us back to our dressing rooms, I actually knelt down and I cried, dude. I said, because this is something that I was dreaming of since I was, you know, 12 years old, dude. This is who I wanted to be someday. And all of a sudden I meet this guy. I said, okay, what do I do next? You know,
you should have told him that when I was a kid, I used to sing.
Oh, my God.
What? I'm just saying. He has three of them.
You're going to say, Mike.
Come on, man. It's for your idol. It's for your idol. Like, pick one. I got two beautiful children. Like, you have, but don't you have three? Like, yes, but only two are beautiful. I got two beautiful children. I'm just saying, you could have offered them one. You just, you know, like, you got three. You don't need all of them to be.
Exactly. John, oh my God, John, when you hear this, you're going to hate me, man. But he is gorgeous. I mean, I can't, he's the jock.
I was going to go nice with it, and I would be like, you should have told him that when you didn't speak English, I would sing your songs, and then you just make the sounds. Like, I used to sing with just phonetic sounds, and that's how I would sing your songs.
Yes, because that's, what's a bigger honor? For somebody to say, hey, when I couldn't learn English or when I didn't know English, I sang your songs phonetically and fucked them up, or here's one of my little boys. Thank you.
Hey, to each his own. It depends on who your target demographic,
exactly.
I would imagine.
Exactly. That's, rest in peace. R.I.P.
Respect.
So you got starstruck with Michael. Anybody else? You get
that's
to,
a,
like,
that's a, I don't yeah. think who else?
NSYNC, when I performed at the Latin Grammys back in 2001, I think it was. When I met
my friend David was there.
Donna Summer. I think she's just such a beautiful woman, not only as an artist but as a person. I got to meet her. Brian McKnight, which is highly. I still haven't met Boyz II Men, dude. That's the one.
But didn't they break up now? Like, isn't there now only three?
No. Because I don't know exactly what happened, but yeah, I think it was Michael. Michael's the only one who's not there. But I know Nathan and
Wanye
and Slim. They're still touring. They're touring right now with a Backstreet Boys.
So Michael's the one that has a bad back. Is that
he's the one with the cane, the one with the
low voice.
Yeah, he's the deep voice guy.
baby.
Damn, Michael.
I'm
you
sorry.
Fucking know all this shit? You know about Boys II Men?
I know about music. I love. I'm a huge
I'll
fan.
I'll make love to you.
That's
when you want me to. Mm.
I've destroyed that song many a time.
Do you still? Do you
when
still
I sing that shit doesn't sound anything like that. That shit sounds awful.
You know what? But look, it depends on where you do it.
No. It doesn't matter where I do it.
In the bathroom.
Trust me, it doesn't
matter
where I do it.
Hey, that's my concert hall. Every night.
There's in the bathroom and people, his neighbors will come and boom, yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. My wife was like, hey, listen. If you want to continue this marriage,
you need to silence.
I start singing to my wife, right? Like I'll start singing a song that's stuck in my head, and a lot of times it's a love song, so I'll start singing to her, and then she'll like be like, "Oh God, imagine if you sang like that," and I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." Imagine, and I'm like really trying to fucking sing for real, and so that's what I end up doing. So my defense mechanism is I start singing for real,
and then people start
laughing, and then I just go over the top goofy. But in reality, I started off. People were laughing when I was singing for real because they thought I was going goofy with it.
In your inner monologue, it's like I'm really trying. No, just just kidding. Here's crazy.
I'm like, I'm trying. And then people are like, oh my. And they start laughing. And then a single tear rolls down my face. And I'm like, yeah, this is hilarious.
I'm not trying to be funny, man.
I got kicked out of, my brothers made me drop out of chorus and church chorus. Because when the teacher called, I signed up for chorus.
That's terrible.
And a teacher called my mom. That, like, before I even got home, and called my mom. And then my mom told my brothers. And my brothers, when I got home, they made fun of me. So, you're going to sing? You're going to be the first guy in church to be kicked out of choir and blah. And I was maybe 11 years old, and they just pounded me so hard. I never made a single practice. I never made it. The next week, they're like, hey, so you're going to? I'm like, nah, I'm all right. I'm not going to join. Like, I got shamed out of.
I blame. So you know who I blame in that situation? I blame your mom. Because there's no reason to tell your brothers.
I don't think that she's the one that got the phone. I think that they called for her, and one of my brothers must have picked up and be like, who am I speaking? Oh, this is.
This is Nary's choir teacher. Yeah. It's like, what? Who?
Yeah. These are the same assholes that they got a fan letter that I wrote Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh.
And fucking read it before I was able to mail it. And they were able to, they took it out and they read it. And they're like, look at this. And then amongst each other, they were making fun of me for like literally reading my letter aloud. And I played it off real cool, though. I was like, I'm a fan. I don't care. Like, that's not a big deal. So I took away the power from them. But then I went to the bathroom and cried. And I was in a fetal position. Yeah, it's a... Yeah.
Way to bring it down, Nary. Yeah.
No, actually, it's sometimes... You don't actually mean it, because I have family that actually didn't know the damage they did when, you know, the first times that I was performing, because I was hungry. I was just a young kid who wanted to get up on stage and impress everybody. And then, you know, somebody would peek through the window, through the curtain, and then I'm over here getting ready. And then they will come back and goes, oh, my God, there's so many people out there. And I'm like, there's
what?
People? How many people? Oh, my God, there's hundreds. There's hundreds over there. Oh my! And then
just eating your mind.
Fear started eating up at me. So that's why I use my shades when I perform, because I need to look on top of face. You know, I can't stare anybody because I'll lose it. You know.
To this day,
really.
Since the beginning of my career, I feared, you know, being in popular, you know,
right,
populated places.
I never had a problem with speaking in public. To me, it wasn't a problem of ever speaking in front of people. For me, the fear, and it was like a. I would freeze and I would like choke up for like a year and a half of me performing, but the fear was of not being funny, of failing. It wasn't a fear of, oh, there's 1,000 people. It was a fear of, it could have been 20 people. I'm like, these 20 people are not going to laugh and they're going to think I suck.
Yeah.
And what the fuck am I doing? I'm funny with my friends. And then that was a fear. It wasn't a.
See, but in your case, in your guys' case, it's good for you to have the material and then options to kind of change it up if where you're going, they're not laughing or they're not reacting. In my case, I'm singing a song people don't like. I have to sing it for the next 3.5 minutes.
That's because you're not black. If you were black, you do a little remix. You just go,
rewind. Yeah, All right, come on. Can I hear? Clap it up.
Motherfucker, I paid a ticket. You clap it up.
See, but I can't do that with, you know, ballads and stuff. I'm like, and people are doing like.
I never realized that before where you're like, man, I got three more minutes of this song, and
nobody's reacting.
Nobody's liking it.
You know, nobody has a you know, a cell phone. No, none of the girls are looking at me. They're all like Skyping and talking or texting their friends. Oh my God, and he's just here performing, and he is sucking big time. Yeah. And I'm like, okay,
man, this next 3 minutes is gonna be rough.
I saw you at Kayocho. I saw you guys destroy Kayocho too, and that was a fucking fun show too. I say it's a good show, man.
I would love to go see him.
Well, hopefully very soon.
You know what? Do you karaoke? Do you ever just go out and like,
you know that jam I out? Actually they banded me from a few karaoke's because what I do is I kind of camouflage myself and I just hang out because it's like a doctor. You know, when a doctor comes out for a break, you know, you don't want to talk to everybody. Hey, you know what? That surgery, that second artery, when you open it, they don't want to talk about it. So when I go to karaoke, you know, places, I don't want to sing. I'm there to be entertained and see other people sing.
I dig it.
The minute somebody, like, Angel, go up there and sing. I said, dude, let these people enjoy themselves, man. And then they keep on bragging. Come on, Angel, you got to sing. You got to sing. What happens when a professional singer gets up on stage is that all these amateurs that have all these hopes and dreams
get crushed.
You know what I'm saying? So it really sucks. Like, I don't mean it.
If you actually were to tape that performance and look at the audience, you could actually freeze the tape and actually catch the people's dreams crushing.
Yeah.
As it's happening.
It sounds bad, but that's why I don't like going to karaoke's or singing. I like to be there and enjoy this. It's just the natural essence of people that maybe don't have the ability because they all can sing from the heart, but they don't have the ability to make it sound, you know.
You just did the fat chick is a nice girl. That's
hey, there's nothing that's wrong with some chunky.
No, Sam, but the musicians, women the musician, know, so. The musicians, because comics, we go, hey, you know, you have that haggy joke where it's like, hey, is she hot? Dude, she's nice. You know, is she hot? Bro, she's so funny. You know what I mean? Like we have that.
She has
you
such just a beautiful personality.
And we do the same thing for comics. We're like, hey, is this person funny? Bro, he's so nice.
He's the nicest
nicest dude ever. And like, but is he funny? Like, how is his set? How is his act? And like, bro, like he's one of those guys that will drive you to any gig you want to go to. Like you gave the musical version. Like, and they all sing beautifully from the heart.
Absolutely.
From the heart. You're singing from the heart, baby.
That's so funny. That's what you get. That's what you get for being an artist. It's not easy, you know, being that, because the minute you finish performing, you actually see the guy that was next and he looks at the DJ like,
I was like, yeah, all right, we're looking for Clyde. Anybody seen Clyde?
Exactly.
And it's like, everyone's like, Clyde, it's you. Clyde, it's you. And he's like, who the fuck is Clyde?
I want to be your man. What's this? And okay, no? Okay, I'm sorry. All right,
but, who's gonna follow this?
But real question though, if you are at a karaoke and you see somebody with some, you know, with actual some kind of talent to some degree, and you hear a bunch of people fucking clapping it up and be like, "This guy is the shit, the best singer ever." Is there a part of you that goes, "Really? Is that what you think?" Is that
think? He like cracks his knuckles.
When somebody tears it up in a karaoke, no matter how bad or how good.
No, not bad. If it's good. Not great, but if it's good,
I'll give props.
But you give props?
I'll give
props. Because comics are one vindictive motherfucker.
Check this out. There's always the person that can least sing that identify you and tells the DJ, "Pura puro dolor. I want to sing it. I want to dedicate it to him." And then, you know, I'm saying, okay, here goes the song. Ding, 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 ding. I go, oh, here it comes.
You get the drunk chick singing.
Oh, here. I wish I had a mute. You know, I can mute my ears and I just, because most of them are really, really under, you know, some nice, soft, you know, drinks. And they're like having way too much fun. And the first note that comes out is like, and I'm like, oh my God, you gotta love this. You gotta love this.
So, do you at that point you go into your acting mode where you're like, oh my God, that was. Thank
can you like do they do like have you ever just laughed?
If I don't have my shades, what I do is Alex, right? I close my eyes and I go.
Oh. So you start bopping your head like you're feeling this.
And I'm like, I cannot wait for these 3 minutes to just end. So I'm just going to keep bobbing my head and, you know, trying to.
There's a one time you wish it was at a strip club where they cut the song short.
Please, God, cut the song short.
Have you ever heard that song at a strip club?
Which one? Actually, no, because I've never been at a strip club.
So your wife was listening. All right, we get
No, seriously. All right, so. No, seriously, I've never been.
You've never been to a strip club?
Well, I've been to a strip club, but I was there for like 5 minutes, and I remember that my first impression at a strip club was because they told me, come on, let's go in here and just check it out, you know? And then there was this guy in front sitting, and he was throwing, you know, little dollars. And then all of a sudden, this girl just turns around and knocks the shit out of him with her butt. Just boom, right in his face. And I'm like, okay, that didn't look like fun. So, and then
what's the name of this place? Can you write down the address?
Actually, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist anymore. It was called the Black Angles. Angle in Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
It's not there anymore.
But I don't like strip clubs. They're too violent.
That
ass off face violence.
I'm not that guy that, you know, it's not embarrassed to just look at, you know, the girl and like just stare. You know, I would actually just try to look at her and, oh my gosh, she's so pretty.
Like make eye contact and then make her feel bad about it.
I'm not a big fan of strip clubs, but whenever I do go, I like to get to know the people. I like to get to know, Lex can back me up. I like to get to know like their story. Like tell me this. And I tell them, look, we're going to cut the bullshit. I'm not here to spend money. Let's just talk. We talk and hang out. And they have a nice personality. I'm like, I'm not going to spend money, but I like to get to know. I'm like, so what's your real name? I don't ask them the real name because they're expecting me to ask them that. And I'm just like, hey, I know it's not your real name. I don't give a fuck. Cali's not going to be your real name. Get the fuck out of my face. But let's just talk. And where you from? Oh, North Carolina. All that bullshit. But I actually like to get to know the chicks.
Oh, specific. Did anyone else get the specific nature of that?
I'm just saying I like to get to know the chicks. I really don't look at them like, well, because I don't have the money to fucking shell out. I know a lot of guys are like, oh, I'm going to go to a strip club. I don't drink alcohol. I don't drink alcohol, and I don't fucking have money. That's the same thing in Vegas. Like, I'm going to have a bachelor party later on this year because we're finally doing the wedding ceremony. So, we're going to do the bachelor party. And fucking this dude behind you, Alex, he's like, let's go to Vegas. I'm like, I don't drink. What the fuck is the point of me going to Vegas, you selfish bastard? You go to Vegas.
I don't drink.
Yeah.
No, not for you, for me.
Yeah, everybody, like, Lex is like, no, I'm just going to go for me. I was going to invite you, saying if you want to come along, fine. But I was like, why the fuck do I need to go to?
No, I'm planning a trip. It's the same time as your bachelor party. I'm just saying that if you want, we're going to be doing this anyway.
Anyways, you might as well.
You might as well just come out.
But honestly, to me, that's Vegas to me. Like, you got to have a lot of money to enjoy Vegas. You either got to have a lot of money to enjoy Vegas or be a sleazeball. And I'm not a sleazeball because I don't go to strip clubs and I don't fucking drink and I don't gamble. So that takes away the sleaziness. So now all you got is fine dining and shows.
You need
that
to
shit
go.
Takes money.
Yeah.
That shit ain't my kind of money.
You need to go to Branson, Missouri.
Mm.
That's
or
that
Bismarck, North Dakota.
No, Branson, Missouri where in The Simpsons they said it's like Las Vegas if it was run by Ned Flanders. That they have it's literally like there's a strip and it's like Christian Vegas. It's like super.
I don't want that either.
The Hershey place. It's like a town. It's
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
Go that's there. True. Hey. Your best.
Wow, Hershey, Pennsylvania. I'm down with that. Can you get into the River of Chocolate like in
Willy Wonka?
Willy Wonka.
They must have somewhere in that place. They should have a hotel that you can actually sit in a hot tub full of chocolate.
Oh my god.
That sounds actually really, really fun.
It does, right? And then instead of foam, marshmallows.
Oh, man. Dude. Some strawberry, like flavored soap.
Now we're just getting fat.
Like that.
Just getting fat.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Yes.
Lex just showed us a picture of a chick dipped in chocolate of a fucking hot chick. Not a girl, just a chicken.
Just a chicken. Jesus.
So what you got planned next? What do you got?
Well, right now we're working on releasing a single for the end of March. It's from the upcoming album, The Best of Me, Lo Mejor de Mí in Spanish. It's going to have a little bit of everything, but it's going to have because everybody asks me, what's your genre musically? And I say, listen, I'm so very eclectic when it comes to music. Like, I love dance music. I love ballads and power ballads. But I also love the urban as my roots. I also like that tropical flavor. So what I'm going to make a fusion within everything and hope that everybody likes it, takes it into your heart, and, you know, not illegally download the shit and just actually...
Yeah, we don't do that shit here at Woo, bro.
Right. So.
I know, I really don't. No, Lex can vouch for me. Yeah, Harold is one of... That's the one you got to worry about. We got to buy it for Harold. We can't.
But, okay. You know, this album is going to be amazing, I think. But I entitled it The Best of Me because I believe that this is going to be one of the most powerful albums that I've actually been part of, not only as a producer, but as a writer, co-writer, a singer and just being part of the team. LBE within Martin, Alex, Reina, and a whole bunch of people. Dominic from Boston, who's producing the bachata version of one of the songs. La Mariachi Divas, who are going to do a collaboration with me. We're going to do like a mariachi mixed urban track. We got Dominic from Puerto Rico. We got Music Junkies, who are just rocking a beautiful fat dance track called Arrimo del Amor, to the rhythm of love. And it's off the chain.
So. Like, that's what I'm into. Like, I'm into, like, the fast beat, the dance numbers. That's what I'm... Like, I remember listening to, whether it be any kind of, like, NSYNC or... Like, I was, like... That's why I always liked NSYNC better than Backstreet Boys, because Backstreet Boys was more ballads. And nothing against ballads, but you can't rock that shit by yourself all the time. And especially when I was listening to those specific albums... I was single, and they're like, you're going to slit your wrist if you listen to too
and right
much.
Now, ballad artists, they're doing absolutely jack and shit, because there's no platform for us right now. So I need to get into a dance and urban kind of funk, because the ballads right now, I mean, you can't go to a club and sing a Puro Dolor ballad. Right. I mean, thankfully, I have the salsa version, but even then, people are listening to mostly mambo or bachata, or dance, techno, whatever. So, you know, I gotta get, you know, on point, you know, when it comes to the music genres, and kind of create the perfect the perfect fusion. Now, my music is romantic, my context of the lyrics are romantic, but I want people to know that, I mean, if people just want to hear like ridiculousness, I can do ridiculousness. Right. Because between Gunman and a few, you know, bullshit artists that just come out with some stupid hooks, and everybody's just made it viral overnight. I mean, I just hope that people, just like they like the messing around and the little stupid songs like that, they can actually support good music as well.
Yeah.
You know, but I can do it.
I like Peanut Butter Jelly. So.
Well, do you see what I'm saying? See, that, no, but that's cool. It's like Gunman style, you know, Gunman style, you know, what more Gunman? And I'm like, okay, that it's a high.
But you know, if it was Korean, you know, if you speak Korean, you don't understand what he's saying. Maybe he's saying some profound shit.
No, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, I
don't think same.
I would need to like forget about my 20 something years of career and just do arroz con habichuela.
Why is there dancing?
Like
this is fantastic. I love arroz con habichuela. It's the best song.
You know?
Cuando tú bailas se te ve todo el ho. Cuando te doblas se te ve todo el ho,
you know, something like that, right, and maybe I guess that's what people really want to hear. You know, they don't care about romantic.
I guess it's always the balance. Like, there's a story. Have you ever done like I know you said power ballads, but have you ever done like a rock song, like hit that like indie rock kind of?
Well,
ballad?
I mean, there's
a lot of like ballady songs now in that indie feel, like indie rock area.
Yeah, well, actually, this album is gonna have a few guitars. You know, rock guitars.
Look, it's not about the power.
In the power. No. You know, the power, because I will have some beautiful, strong power ballads. But, you know, it's
those really are some of my favorite songs. Like those, like, I actually bought the Monster Ballad CD that you have advertised.
Journey.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, White Snake.
We talked about Journey a lot on this
some
podcast.
Some of my favorite songs, man. Some of the, like, just those big, like, big hard-hitting songs.
You made fun of me because you, when we did our Rushmores of bands, I was like, I would have to put Journey.
I didn't make fun of you.
No, you were like, nah, you were, well, you guys were going. Like,
I was getting real serious with it. I was like.
But see, but that's what I'm saying. You're saying real serious. I'm like, Journey to me is real serious. I'm like, that's Chicago, Air Supply. I'm like, no, that's my shit. That's my favorite band.
Chicago's great, man.
Yeah, and then you're like.
Oh, Chicago's.
I've been listening to Chicago. Yeah. I don't know, man. Have you ever.
If she would have been faithful.
Oh.
I love that song.
That's a good one.
But you need to have like that cheesy, like, radio song.
Well, you know, I'm gonna
just
commit
to bring him in.
I'm gonna commit,
and I'm right all, right. And I'm only this, and I'm like, don't fucking what the fuck do I know? I'm just saying, like, Eminem is famous for literally,
yeah,
making fun of that during the radio friendly song. He's like, oh, the radio needs a song, so here it is. He literally says,
"My name is what? My name is."
And
I remember when he started.
And when the album after that, he goes, "There'll never be another My Name Is." Like, I don't want to do another My Name Is. And but you always have to have that one to draw them in, and then they buy the album, and then they go.
Like, there's a line between like marketability, and then expression.
They just want to get that one.
That one, so you buy the album. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna commit right now in your podcast. I'm actually gonna commit to saying, yeah, I'm gonna actually produce one of those crazy tracks and just add it into the album. The album is not gonna be released till probably the end of July or August. But there's going to be a single coming out in the last week of March. And I hope you guys, you know, go out, all your fans go out and get it. And
all 15 of them are going to go out. And
you're going to sell, you're going to sell dozen of records, bro.
A dozen.
So many dozen, man. That's so many.
I'm down. I've told Lex before, I am all for anybody, especially since I became a comic, since I got into comedy, like any local artist, any kind of artist who's struggling. Dude, I just bought, we were talking about this throughout our email thread, that Macklemore guy. I don't know if you've heard of Macklemore.
No.
He's a hip-hop guy. And my friends were like, hey, some guy at Macklemore is climbing the charts. Literally said that, climbing the charts. I went on YouTube, and I heard four of his songs, and I bought everything he had on iTunes. I'm like, this guy is fucking magnificent. And sure enough, now that I buy his shit, now he was on the NBA All-Star commercials, and I'm like, oh, he's famous. Okay.
Oh, damn. I mean, there's a lot of artists.
But I'm saying you got to show that support is what I'm trying to say. So you can count on my support. Mike will burn it from me.
Hey, joke all you want. I pay for things that I choose where to show my support. You know what I mean? Like, there's some things where I'm just like, hey, I don't really. I'm just watching it or downloading or whatever, looking on YouTube or something. Because, and then if there's something that I really want, I'll buy that shit. I'll pay for it.
Yeah,
like,
there's a lot of artists that I've heard that I've never heard before because I travel the world over. And there's a guy named Tai Yang from Korea. And this guy is just amazing. He has great songs. He's like the usher.
He sings in English or?
No, and over there in his language. There's a girl named Coco Lee in Thailand who's just, she actually sang the version over there of Apuro Dolor. Which is really cool. And then from there, I started meeting all these incredible artists from all around the world. Craig David from London.
He's good,
dude. I mean, I love his sound. I love his concept. And
that album did that album ever come out in the U.S.? Album, the one after
Water Runs Dry. I think it probably did a little bit of distribution, but the first one, Fill Me In. Did 7 million.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the album after that. There was an album after that that you got in the UK, I remember.
Yeah.
And you brought it back here.
I don't know if it was What's Your Flavor. I think it was that one.
Bro, that it has so many party jams. I gotta put that on my phone. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Hold the fuck up. What's your favorite? You traveled around the world. What's your favorite city?
Well, hands down, not the city, I think, is the island. I think Puerto Rico is... I mean, not only because I'm from there, but it's because...
It sounds a little bit homerish.
No, dude, yeah, but it's the ladies. Thing. The ladies over there are just outstanding. It's like walking into a... Just booty heaven, you know? All these
booty
women
heaven.
Yeah. And they have attitudes. They're not just simple shy.
Those are the booties that hit you in the face when you try and give them dollars. That's the booty heaven.
Exactly. And then, I mean,
I think that's your problem. You went to a strip club in Puerto Rico. I think that was way too much for the first time.
Yeah.
You were introduced to something of that magnitude. You're like, not every strip club is like that.
Costa Rica is beautiful, people. And Panama is just hookers. Amazing. I don't know.
I'm literally saying everything negative about every place that you say. Not negative, just everything that.
Is that where that guy killed those people?
Aruba's my favorite. Yeah,
that's where that girl got disappeared.
That's where those white bitches die.
In Argentina is just a great, great breed of people. They appreciate everything you do. You can sell an album of just La Cucaracha in 12 different versions, and if you do it right, they're like, pay concert tickets to see you. You know?
Those people are nice.
Dude.
No, I'm not even trying to be funny. If you don't know, if to our non-Spanish listening audience, within the Hispanic community, this is pretty well known, we are the most racist towards each other, towards our different nations. You know, call a Cuban a Mexican. You can't call...
Strict nationalism.
It's a very... Within the whole Hispanic community... Like every other country hates every other country, and it's like God forbid you can't, you know, God forbid you confuse a Venezuelan with a Colombian. That's a sin.
Lord.
And but Argentinians are pretty much universally known amongst the. This is a stereotype. There's a stereotype.
They're not really that hated. It's always like dicks. Yeah. You know, like it's just like.
Fucking arrogant assholes. Yeah, they're arrogant. They're all arrogant.
I don't hate them. They're just assholes.
No, but yeah, exactly. There's a. The one of the few Spanish jokes that I know is. ¿Por qué no hay terremoto en Argentina? Porque ni la tierra se lo traga.
Okay.
How would you translate that? You translate it's saying why aren't there any earthquakes in Argentina? Because not even the earth will swallow them. Because that's it's one of those things.
It's a literal translation.
But you get the drift of when somebody's annoying or stuck up or arrogant, you can't swallow them. It's like one of those type of.
Even the earth will find them hard to swallow.
Right.
Yeah. There's Latinos that brag. There's proud Latinos. There's arrogant Latinos. There's very humble Latinos. And I think they come in different parts of the world.
Where is this Hispanic found?
I mean, right now, I travel from Curacao to Canada. And I've met humble Latinos. I think
they were just cold.
Little loud Latinos, you know, because there's always the little girl that screams the loudest. You know, and then you go to places where you perform, nobody claps, but everybody enjoyed the show.
Yeah. Oh, no, I know that. No,
oh, yeah, no.
And then you see a line of people backstage.
That's
like, I'm like, oh, my God, how can these people ask for pictures? Nobody clapped, nobody reacted.
Comics know that feeling where nobody laughs. There's a lot of smiles, but nobody laughs. Throws off your timing. You hate the audience as a comic because you go, you guys fucking suck.
Yeah, like you get so mad.
And then they end up buying 20 shirts that after the show, a crowd of like, you know, 100
people. And they follow you.
And they buy, oh my God, you're great. And then you look at your phone when you get off stage and you have 7 new people like your comedy page during the show. And you go, oh, what the fuck? We loved you. We thought you were hilarious. It would have been nice if you would have opened your mouth and laughed. Exactly. And fucking let me know that.
It's okay. It's okay. You know, like if you want to put your hands together, take them apart. Put them together again and just kind of keep doing that.
Repeat that motion for several
seconds. Step one, take your hands apart. Step two, put your hands together. Step three, go back to step one.
Exactly.
And then just go back and forth.
Repeat. Yeah, just keep going. That's how I know you'll laugh. You know?
Don't
come tell me afterwards, like, listen, that you are the best person I've ever seen in my life. Support me.
Do that. So your favorite city was, your favorite place was Puerto Rico. That's your home. And then you said Argentina.
Argentina is because the crowd is just the multitude of people that really, really appreciate
the best
music.
Food.
The best food. Oh man, Europe, Spain, España is just amazing.
Really?
They know how to cook, man. They know how to do their thing. One of the best chefs come from there. So,
I was gonna say Italy, but that's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying Europe in general.
Somebody once asked me that, like, hey, do you like Italian food? I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Who the fuck doesn't like Italian food? Have you looked at me? What part of me does not scream fucking Italian food? Are you kidding me? Are you insane?
Yeah, I mean, and I'm the guy who just splurges. I would like to try everything. You know, I'm not the guy who goes, oh my God, no, that looks wrong. No, I'll taste it. And, you know, if I don't like it, I don't like it.
Mike has eaten dog.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was delicious. Yeah, it was fine.
He didn't know it was dog before.
Yeah. I mean,
the second piece I took, I knew it was dog.
It's a fucking sick fuck. What's the nastiest thing you've ever eaten?
The nastiest thing?
What was her name? Oh! I'm kidding, wife. I'm kidding.
It was escargot, but I was kind of tipsy, so I just tasted it. I didn't like it. But, you know,
I dig it. It's all right.
There's people who like caviar. I can't stand caviar.
I don't like seafood, so you lose me without.
I remember the first time I ever ate caviar was supposed to be like the symbol of like high status.
Exactly.
Like rich people eat this shit. I remember I was a kid and I was at some fancy party that my mom was invited to. And then she, you know, it was like for the families and everybody. And they're like, oh, look, they have caviar. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to try it. And it was literally like I put it in my mouth. And when I spit it out, I was like, it shot out like little BBs.
It was like the scene from Big.
It was totally the scene from Big. It was totally, oh, shit. That's my old school pick this week.
Is it really?
Yes.
I don't think that's really out of the subconscious. I don't know if that's going to be qualified as a forgotten movie.
But a lot of people don't really.
All right, we'll go with Big. Let's get into that now. Your old school pick.
Yeah.
Have you been warned? You've been. I talked to your handlers, and I told your handlers to get this shit ready.
Yeah.
The old school pick. So you know what the old school pick is. You know what it entails, right?
Yeah.
Movie. All right. So we're very movie heavy on the podcast, even though this has been a musical episode because of you and
because you know we have a guest.
We have a guest. But it's you know, the thing is, I was telling Mike about this. I don't get into a lot of musical conversations because I like a lot of cheesy shit. Like, I like the stuff that, like I shouldn't like.
But like when I said, and, no, I was taking it serious.
Yeah.
It's not that you don't take it serious. It's that because you like what's considered cheesy. It's not. I love that shit too, but everyone would take it as a joke.
Like, oh, there's some things that I like, and this is the way I am about life. Like, with my friends, I'm known as a guy who goes against the grain. Because for everything, and that's my fucking rep, my fame is like, oh, okay, that's expected. Of course, if we like A, if everybody likes A, Neri's gonna go with B. Right. And it's just, I'm being honest. Like, I don't.
Let's
I
all
don't,
say A, so Neri says B.
Yeah.
Even though what we really want is B. Is right? B.
But that's the thing. I don't do that for that reason. I do it because that's the way I really feel. Like, if I really don't like somebody or something or some music or some movie, I'm like, I didn't think it was good. Or if I like something that I'm not supposed to like Justin Bieber. I'm a 31-year-old man. I think Justin Bieber's last album was fucking great. I'm like, I liked it. I bought the fucking album.
Actually, I believe he probably has more 31-year-old male fans than we'd like to.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And, you'll be amazed how many male fans I
but
have.
You're not support, but the whole thing is like,
51%.
Yeah,
shut up, Alex.
But the whole thing is that, and it's like Johnny Cash. I wish I fucking liked Johnny Cash. I don't like Johnny Cash. It's cool to like Johnny Cash. I don't like his music. I like Ring of Fire.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. Song.
We're done. Like, I don't fucking like, I watch that movie and I go, fucking, you stop playing music and it just gets to his life. I don't want to hear his music. Type of shit.
You're like,
and,
you know this guy who's legendary for the music he performed? Show less of that.
I wish I liked that kind of... I wish I could like certain things. Like, I wish it... Like, you know, there's a lot of... Like, Aerosmith is cool. I'm like, I know the song from Armageddon.
Well, it's even more like...
this. And Aerosmith, like, I actually kind of know more music than I
I'll tell you right now. Like, I have that same thought with... I wish I enjoyed house music at all. I really don't... I'm not a big house fan. And it's because everyone at my job, the finest girls are the ones that, oh, we're going to this thing on this, go see this DJ. And they're like, I'm like, how much are tickets? And they're like, oh, it's $60. And the drinks are going to be another $20 or some shit like that. And then I'm like, I'm not going to, I can't, I don't like it. Yeah. It's just like that concept. Okay, I used to work security. For no reason, yeah. Keep doing
that.
We're
getting loose.
And it's like 50 minutes of just...
Devil. Kill your parents. What?
Oh, shit, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Like every metalhead is like,
fucking
now.
Crazy shit.
No, but I can't... I wish I was into it more. So it looks like a great time. These guys, it looks like everybody's having a fun... Exciting time.
It's a state of mind.
Beautiful women.
It's a state of mind. Actually, people work really hard, and sometimes they just get to those clubs, and they don't want to think about numbers or business.
I bet.
They just want to drink and just dance, and the easiest dance is a 1-2. So, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't for the 1-2, you can't get me in a dance.
Dude, I've seen people drunk, and they can't even open their eyes, but they're dancing still.
They're dancing.
To the 1-2, dude.
How's your Hemi's doing?
He's all right. He's good. He's good.
Good. That was literally our Hemi's in Vegas. When an autopilot had his eyes closed, walking, got into a cab with somebody else was already in the cab. And the guy is telling him, hey, you get out. The women in there, motherfucker, get the fuck out. Baddies. He's just talking to the fucking hotel. It's just talking to the cab driver, telling him to go to the hotel. Baddies. And they're like, get out. Baddies. Like, he had that shit on autopilot. Did not know what the fuck he's talking about. But he could dance. That's like a motherfucker.
Did he remember?
No, he didn't. If it wasn't for the fact that people telling him the story around him, like, there was a bum on the street. Lex, am I lying? A bum on the street that looked at him and then looked at the rest of us and goes, man, your friend is fucked up.
A bum on the street.
A bum that was drunk. That was literally drinking a beer. Looked at our friend, looked at us, and goes, man, your friend is fucked up.
He's
like,
gone.
If there was a Google Maps and you typed in rock bottom.
Yeah.
That's where obviously you see your buddy there in Las Vegas, like, oh, this is it.
I'm telling you, man. So, anyways, so we're gonna get to the old school picks. So we'll lead it off. We'll let Mike lead it off.
I'm going with Big, man. Big. I had that on my list because I'm going through the list of all. I was trying to go through the list of all the movies we picked, and I don't want to repeat, and I don't want to do that thing that
why would you repeat?
Lex mad where I'm like, nah, fucking Cameron. I would go with this, but I don't. I this one's good, but so I'm going with Big.
Right,
I'm going big. It's like that every kid's dream where all of a sudden you have money and access to do whatever the hell you want, you know? The big giant loft apartment with a trampoline in it.
Yeah, I thought it was a little weird that he could afford that.
He got that job with the toy company because he played the piano with the owner guy.
Right.
He you know, and everybody's like, this man is acting like a child. Let's give him responsibility and an amazing
career. I remember Josh, especially that shimmy shimmy cocoa pop, shimmy shimmy rock, shimmy shimmy cocoa pop, shimmy shimmy rock, down down baby, down down the coast.
Yeah.
I think Lex had a question.
What'd you have?
Actually, I just want to add that when I put that dialogue together for you, you know, what Mike, how Mike reacts to the movie.
Yeah, speak louder. You guys speak louder.
I actually enjoy not really Mike's dialogue, but your frustration is
that's the
up
part.
Every time he would say something.
Every time when I'd have to do a Mount Rushmore and I'm like, well, I forget, he'd be like, come on.
He would always ask everybody, I'm like, give me your Mount Rushmores of you know, fucking, I don't know, whatever it was, video games. You go, now, are we talking about like old school video games? Motherfucker, I just said video games. You just give me your own interpretation. You don't gotta keep asking me.
Narrow it down for me.
He's like, narrow it down. I'm like, if I narrow it down for you, it's gonna be even harder. Like, I don't even understand. But that was my frustration. You're right.
A talking dog?
Oh, what kind of video games? Handheld video games? PlayStation?
We're talking about like Game Boy games only, right? That's what we do. The Mountain Rushmore game.
Sorry.
All right, so we're gonna go with Big. All right, so Michael.
I'm going with Big. Yeah, that's a great movie. I wished I could find a Zoltar machine.
We found one.
You found one?
Yeah, there was one on board a Royal Caribbean ship. I actually have a picture next to the Zoltar. This is like literally a year ago.
And the little card spits out the little card.
Oh, no, we don't know. We don't. It's like $3 for that. We don't.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got money for that.
It's like that penny. You got to pay a dollar to get the penny.
Yeah.
What the hell
is that? Yeah, and then the other one is like, hey, you want to get a souvenir penny? Yeah, you just got to get 76 cents. Like, who has quarters? Do you take a debit card? Because I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Quarters. What is this? All right, so what's your movie, Angel?
For me, I think it's one of the greatest movies that I've enjoyed because it had depth. It was Oliver Twist. Consider yourself. Consider yourself.
I've never seen
that.
That was around the time of like Annie and all those orphan kids.
It's
an older. That's old.
Yeah. I know the movie. I just have never seen it.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. With the police, sir. Can I have some more?
I'll do anything for you, dear. Anything. You know that Jay-Z took a hook from that movie.
It's a hard knock.
It's a hard knock life for us. Is a hard knock life.
That's all.
Now you get it.
No, but I knew before. I just never seen it. I knew of the movie.
It's Oliver with the exclamation mark.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. Okay. Yeah.
It's not to be confused with Oliver, the Disney animated movie where it's a little cat.
Oliver exactly. and Company. Yeah.
Oliver and Company. All right. Totally different.
But I like it because the accent, the British accent, it's something that intrigues me from Lord of the Rings and stuff like that, you know?
That's the accident. Okay, we're going to play a character. If you were to play, this is the British Angel Lopez, but what's a good British name? This is Nigel.
Nigel.
I think that's the only British name.
No.
Nathaniel.
Harry.
Reginald.
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Harold. Potter. Like, why can't they say water? They go water.
Water.
Can I have a glass of water?
No, that's like Cuban people saying the letter R. They don't do that.
Yeah. Or S's.
It's like Puerto Rico. They don't use the R's to the L's. Puerto Rico. It's like Puerto Rico.
Azúcar. What?
Azúcar.
Azúcar. What? There's an R at the end of that.
No. Yeah. En verdad, we say en verdad.
Yeah.
En verdad.
Yeah. The L is a Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
It's a very weird. I remember working at Subway and they go and I'm in a Pepsi and you go
Pexi.
You just said the first P.
Exactly.
There's no CK in the middle of the word. If you just duplicate the first letter, which you've already said, and put it instead of the CK that's not there, you would actually say the word correctly.
Exactly.
So what do you want to drink? Pepsi.
Actually.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, the best Puerto Rican, this is a Puerto Rican Spanish trend, like one of those mashed up English words they just made it into Spanglish. La furnitura.
La furnitura.
The furniture is la furnitura.
Yeah.
And I no, tenemos que llevar la furnitura para arriba. And I'm like, what?
La furnitura.
That is...
What?
Not
for real? That's a real thing?
Yeah, furnitura is furniture.
No,
I swear,
way,
somebody
dude.
Said that shit. And I was like, up to the second floor. I was like, wow, that's a good one. Like, that was... I was impressed with that.
Well, I always had that that same reaction when I first heard Chacon. I was like, what? El tiene un Chacon. And I go, I don't know what. I looked around and I was dating a Cuban girl at the time. I was like, I don't know. And she's like, a Chacon. And she like fucking did the hand movement for a shotgun. And I was like, shotgun.
Yeah. Shotgun.
Yeah, it's really difficult when there's a conflict of understanding because he goes, hey, I got it. He's got a machine gun. ¿Cómo que el machine gun? Yo soy el machine gun.
You know? Yeah.
No. He's got a machine gun.
Pues, ¿por qué me llamo güey? Born in East LA. That's a good one.
That's a really honorable mention. Honorable mention to Born in East. I'll tell you right now, when my friend, we were doing like this sketch comedy thing, and we were trying to come up with Spanglish words to whatever, and I was like, or like pullover, you know, like
pullover.
A pullover.
Right.
And he's like, no, we can't use it. That's a real
Hamburger.
Word.
Hambelgen.
Pullover.
Yeah.
You can't use that.
That's
a real word.
Now my friend, that's what my friend said. Literally, he goes, no, but that's a real word. Like, wait, like, you can't use it. I'm like, no, it's a pullover. It's a pullover. Like it's not a shirt that you button up. It's one that you pull over your head. He looked at me and had this moment of realization.
The light bulb?
I literally saw, he was just like looking at me and just, oh my god. And he's like that's a real word. And I'm like, yes, pullover is an English, like, it's an English Spanish word made into Spanish. It's a pullover.
We actually had a
brain
joke
exploded
growing up. We actually had a joke when we were kids, when there was a guy that just came over from Cuba and he was driving down the road and a cop tries to pull him over and he goes, pull over, and he goes, Kmart. And he keeps on driving.
Well, you know, I don't know if this is true or not, because I've heard it so many times. It has to be there has to be some percentage
variation
of truth,
yeah,
that actually when the word gringo, which we use as to describe Americans, was because in Germany, the only two words that people knew were green, which was the color of the uniform, and go, like to get out. So when they would see them coming by, the people actually screamed to them, gringo,
yeah,
gringo. So how did it come to Mexico?
I've always heard of that, of the military wearing their fatigues, the green fatigues,
yeah,
and then when they would be marching by, they were like, there go the green go. Like,
exactly.
Green and go.
They would actually be telling them to go.
Well, I didn't hear that part. I heard the part about them marching down. And it was like, oh, that's like, instead of saying, hey, the guys went that way, the green go. Like,
that's
green.
Interesting. I've always wanted to know.
Well, like
those roots.
Because like,
there's roots of words that, where the hell did they came from?
Well, Wawa, it's funny to me how a lot of people, especially a lot of Cuban people, don't know.
They're called guaguas.
Guaguas. And a lot of Cuban people don't understand. And I say Cuban people because we live in Miami, so that's what I'm. But a lot of them don't know where the word originated from. And I tell them, and they go, nah.
And I go, what is it?
No. The word originated from when you go to third world countries, such as Puerto Rico, but Puerto Rico back in the 60s, and Cuba, their buses, one of the buses would get there, they would honk, and they would be like, wah, wah.
Oh,
and that would
no.
be a guagua. And people are like, no, that's the real word. I'm like, no, it's not. They're like, how do you say bus in Spanish then? And I'm like, autobús. That's the way you say it. You say autobús.
No, you go everywhere around the world. They have a different name for it. Camioneta, coche, bus, autobús.
Bus, autobús is the actual word. Bus would be a derivative of that. And I never, like, Nick, being from Nicaragua, we always called it bus. So when somebody called it Wawa, we're like, what the fuck? And it wasn't until I was an adult that I heard about that whole wah-wah, and I'm like,
It's like in Europe, they actually use the word vos when it comes to you.
Right.
Vos le gusta un poco de comida. They say, vos.
Yeah.
Like, who's vos?
That's not
yeah, me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Too,
so they use vos.
That's how
know?
We roll.
Gracias a vos por todo la ayuda. And I'm like, who's vox? You know, and then I understood, but it took a second for me to understand that. How we can use tú. Yeah, oye, gracias a usted, o gracias a ti, whatever. They use vos.
Right.
You know?
But you use vos. Niggas use vos. So I'm totally... No, I'm serious. They use vos. No, vos. ¿Qué vas a hacer vos?
¿Qué vas a hacer vos?
¿Vos vas a ir ahí? Yeah, we say... That's our... You got more tats than the last time I seen you.
Yeah. Actually, I did this on my 21st anniversary of me and my wife. Been married for 23 years, but this was on the 21st. I put her name. And you know the movie 300?
Yeah.
When he said goodbye to his wife, he said, my wife, my queen, my love.
You gotta before speak he died, Mike, you gotta speak to him.
Before he died, right. He repeated the phrase that he told his queen. He says, my wife, my queen, my love. So that always stuck with me because I feel that my wife has always been that. So
that's beautiful.
So
I got my daughter's name tattooed. on my arm. Nice. That's the most painful.
Oh yeah, this area, yeah, dude. It's like...
And then I got the wedding band tattoo.
I was gonna do that, but my wife said no.
I would never get. I can't get something that says my wife. Your wife said no to the wedding band?
No, she said no. She said no.
Dude, you should be. You should thank her because this is the biggest cock blocker of life.
I wanted to do the little mustache.
Go on a bachelor cruise, on a bachelor party cruise, and you say hi to women. Just say hi. You can even be like, "Hey, oh, you're fucking married, you pig." I'm like, "I just said hi, bitch. Damn, Jesus."
I wanted to do this. The
mustache.
The mustache. Don't do that. Don't. I know, but it's ridiculous, but it's funny to me. You know,
don't do that. Don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
Yeah, but no. You know the thing is
no,
that
Mike.
Who's gonna tell him? That, no,
his wife.
You know, I have beliefs. I have a religious belief, and I'm a Christian. But sometimes I think this is art. To me, this is very symbolic. I got the cross because it was my belief. I put a Puro Dolor, which is the song that I, you know, that made me a well-known artist around the world, and then music, which is, you know, basically what I've dedicated my whole life to, besides the love of my family and my fans. But you know, there comes a time where I wish I could actually just do like my sleeves and.
Why can't you? Because you're a wife.
Well, right now there's economical hard times. Right. So yeah. Before I weigh $700 on the tat, I'm pretty sure she's gonna say, "Yeah, we gotta pay the bills."
But you don't gotta pay $700 at once. There's no way you do an entire sleeve at once. Look, I fucking. You know, all together, that was probably like 900, you know, all to, but that's like, you got to say, hey, you do 2 hours now, 2 hours in another month, or you get, take it easy, right, you know, you don't, I'm just saying, it's your wife, we get it, we understand that it's not, don't be, I appreciate the fact that you're like, no, it's financially, no.
Yeah. But if it was for me, yeah, I would be out. And I wanted to get a tat right here.
On your neck? I can't do
that. Three stars because of my three kids. Just put it right here in the back. Like, I think Chris Brown or Rihanna has the stars in the back. And I really like the way that looks, especially because it will symbolize.
You should get two and then tell one of your kids, one of you in here. And just to be able to put them in line and check. Like, if somebody will fuck up, be like, one of you are here, you guys decide who it is.
One of you still got a spot.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, and this is a.
Yeah.
We're running short on time.
All right. So I call it.
That was a great pull, though. I think that was awesome. We should give it up. That
what?
The Dark Knight, he breaks the pull cue, and it's like, we're short on time. So that whoever lives gets to come to whatever. Yeah. That good pull.
I apologize for that. And the reason I didn't catch it is because I just farted and I have to call it.
Okay.
Because last time I didn't call it, I got in trouble and I got yelled at on the podcast.
Okay.
So if
raise your hands.
Raise your hands. So I got to call that. So I apologize.
No problem.
It's a new diet. It's
good.
All right. So
fiber. Lots of fiber.
No, I do. I eat so much fiber. It's not even funny. So my old school pick is going to be, and I love this fucking movie, and I saw it recently, La Bamba.
Oh.
As a kid, I remember watching this movie, and I just wanted to hear the song. It's like, you know what I mean?
Let him hit it big. Let's go, Richie Valens. Come on.
And I watched this movie like maybe 2 years ago, and I was like, I fucking had tears in my eyes.
It's a
grown-ass man. And, dude, that was a well-done movie. Like, it was so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, as far as biopics go, biopics make for great movies, but the La Bamba is... fucking
I'll tell you right now, yeah.
With that, we actually got to spend some time with Isaiah Morales in Costa Rica, and he got some great stories about that as well.
That's cool.
Well, I think thanks to that movie, there's a whole new way of traveling with your artists. That was a really lousy bet that he won. I think sometimes we just don't know.
Yeah.
I prefer to be on a tour bus 7 days on the road than to be 3 hours on a plane that's going to crash 20 minutes after it takes off. I mean, honestly.
Didn't it just
happen?
And I know
it's the same.
If you had the fuck, if you knew both of them, yes. If you knew that was going to happen, if the options were 7 hours on a tour bus or you get to go on a plane and it crashes 20 minutes later, I think 100% of people are going to take the fucking tour bus.
That's not
going
to crash.
You don't know the fucking plane is going to crash. You don't. He was sick. But it's a really...
Well, right now, with my manager crew, my team right now, Martin Mantilla, which is one of the CEOs, and the vice, which is Alex, one of them travels with me. They don't travel together because they say if something happens, then somebody needs to continue.
Somebody needs to make the money.
Yeah.
It's like the president.
Somebody needs to get paid. If one goes down, the other one's going to make all the money.
They actually made me do backups of all my music just in case when I travel, because I always travel my computer. If anything happens and they have backup of music, because after you're dead,
that's,
it's like art. You know,
that's got to be a little weird, too.
That's like
a piece of me. Like, hey, man, we love you, and nothing's going to happen. But just in case, if you could just back up, here's the USB. If you could just back up all your shit, because we will make greatest hits albums forever.
Tupac was a trendsetter after he died.
What happened?
You also have an insurance policy.
There's an insurance. Oh, and by the way, I don't think he's dead. I think Tupac is very much alive. There's too much things that are not making sense. I just saw the
record. You're hanging on Lex way too long.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
The guy behind you, Lex right there, that guy is the biggest. Like, he's the biggest conspiracy theorist of fucking all. Like, he sends us emails.
Look,
like,
it's not a coincidence that the day that the day the Pope decides to resign, a lightning strikes right in the Basilica, and then earthquakes, and then, you know, Chinese
the meteor in Russia,
you know, they're testing nuclear over there in China. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, there's, and I believe in the UFO, man. I believe in that.
You believe in aliens?
Yeah. Not in like ET thing. I think it's just, I think
they're
probably here and they're proud of our DNA. I think we're just mixed breed, and sometimes somebody's going to say, well,
the ancient aliens thing that back the Egyptians and all those people.
Listen, there's structures erected that people to this day find it impossible to reproduce it. And there's no way that a whole bunch of people with their little knowledge knew about astrophysics, and they knew about how to construct tons and move tons and tons of rock, marble, and all that. It's just ridiculous.
I'm sure there's had to be more to it than what we understand to it, but
I think there's a theory. It could be time travel. I think it could probably be time travel. Somebody from the future actually travel back and just,
we already know that it was Doc Brown with his time machine built out of
a
glory.
I say it's Max Walker coming.
Great Scott!
I think it's Max Walker coming
Marty.
Through. He's a time cop, and he's protecting the time space continuum. That's
Marty, it's your kids. They're fucking idiots.
Doc Brown, like, do you know what happens in the future? Like, what happens to our kids?
A new breed of weed. It's legal in the future. They're all morons, Marty.
So they've smoked, my kids smoke themselves retarded in the future?
They're zombies!
So they started ripping and eating people's flesh off? Like that guy that back in the day?
You can roll weed now with skin!
That's a, yeah.
Bacon weed.
Baked. Yeah.
So, oh my God, bacon weed.
Bacon weed is
just
like two.
Don't get everybody's ideas, man.
I know. I just gave up a $1 billion idea.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I'm pretty sure somebody's going to say, bacon and.
I'm gonna sprinkle some bacon in my fucking joints.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Those are. So we're going to go with La Bamba, Oliver.
I will say this, La Bamba. Los Lobos is one of my favorite bands of all time.
Yes,
they
sir.
Did that the version of it at the end, and fucking amazing, these guys.
Yeah,
I just want to say.
They were great. I mean, I'm telling you, I saw a movie 2 years ago, and I was like, I had fucking tears. I was like, this is a really, because as a kid, again, I just saw it as a silly, I didn't see it as a movie. I just saw it as a elongated music video. I'm like, just get to the fucking song already at the end.
Yeah.
And wow.
It's a real good movie. And my choice was Big. So, an honorable mention to Born in East L.A.
Born in East L.A. That's perfect. I'm on my way. To this day, I still remember that shit. And anytime somebody goes, wait, I go, perfect. I'm on my way.
One of my favorites is Paul Rodriguez giving the picture of Jesus, a tall boy. Like, he goes, because he's on the answer machine. He's like, I can see you. And he's like, Jesus. And he's like, and he sees it. You know, remember what I'm talking about? And he goes like, he's like, do you need me to get you anything? He's like, yeah, man, bring me a beer. And he's like, a tall boy, and he puts it right up front of the Jesus. That's one of my favorite.
I think it was hilarious.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
So,
what's happening?
I love the fact that I could just put out any movie to Mike, and he could go off on lines and just start hitting them.
If only I could use my powers for financial monetary gain.
Well, yeah, you got this, don't you? Huh?
I got this. Money's rolling in.
What?
I got 50% of. whatever we nothing. Make. Yeah, nothing. It's still nothing.
You only stole me $10 for the cereal. So we bought Frankenberry the other day. I'm fucking lying. Anyways, Angel, man, awesome seeing you again. I haven't seen you in a while. Awesome seeing you. We're going to hit up the album. As soon as the single drops, I'm going to purchase it, and then we're going to play a snippet on the podcast. So
definitely, man. Thank you. Thank you.
We're going to karaoke later.
Yeah. Mike and Neri, it's been great. And I mean, this is like the first time I've actually been interviewed by comedians. You know,
sorry, man.
No, but it's great. It's great. But you know what? No, you guys have talent from the heart.
From the heart.
Oh,
well, thank you very much. Angel, what's your Twitter?
My Twitter is Angel Lopez Music. You can it's ANGELOPEZ, not two L's between Angel and Lopez Music.
Oh.
And Facebook as well is the same, Angel Lopez Music.
Thank you. Well, make sure you check out Angel Lopez Music. Mike at Mike Mercadal at Neri Science. Check out the Woo Bro Facebook page at Woo Bro Pod. WUBROPOD.
Oh, I just want to plug a show.
Plug a show.
This weekend, I'm going to be featuring for Graham Elwood in Fort Pierce in Casey Peruski's spot up in Fort Pierce.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man, he hooked me up with a feature spot. It is the 23rd on Friday, and I'll be at. Hosting West Palm Thursday and Sunday for.
Well, and I'll be at Premios Lo Nuestro on Thursday.
Okay, where is that going to be on?
It's going to be on Univision.
Univision. Oh, okay. So make sure you guys check.
This will be up tomorrow. So
we'll post all the information all right. tomorrow.
So you check it out.
Make sure you guys check all that shit out. Oh, and I'll be headlining on Saturday at Sean Rap Matten's room. I forget his last name. Right?
Oh, at the Laugh It Up. At the Laugh Pax. It Up.
So I'll be.
That's a great room, actually. Yeah.
So I'll be headlining that. So make sure you guys check out all of that shit.
Everybody gets a plug.
Everybody. No, his plug is Angel's plug. So make sure you guys check that out. That's how winning is done.
Oh, you want to play Tears in Heaven?
Yeah, I mean, just to jam on it. Yeah.
Sure.
All right, so this is a special bonus adding on to the what I thought was already a great podcast. And Angel has agreed to jam out with Mike a little bit. Mike is going to be in the guitar and Angel's going to be singing. And I'm not gonna be doing jack shit.
I'm outmatched.
I got nothing to contribute to this conversation. Nothing to contribute to this jam session, if you will. So
we should have given you some bongos.
Yeah. So no, you don't want to give me anything that has to do with rhythm or any kind of shit like that. So I'm just gonna let you guys jam and do that. Again, thanks Angel for this and Mike of course. But here we go.
All right.
Oh shit, I already fucked up.
Jesus.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
This is terrible. Yeah. I haven't played that song in years.
Is there any song that you do know well, Michael?
That I know well? Oh, you want to sing Heard It Through the Grapevine? Do you know that song?
Heard It Through the Grapevine. I don't know too much of
Marvin Gaye?
I bet you wonder how I knew about your plan to make me blue with some other guy that you knew before.
No one wants to hear me sing.
I love you more. Okay. Took me by surprise, I was saying. When I found out yesterday, oh,
all right.
Baby, you won't how I knew.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you're wondering how I knew. Don't you wonder how I knew about your plan to make me blue with some other guy that you knew before? Between the two of us, guys, you know I love you more. Took me by surprise, I must say, when I found out yesterday. Oh, I heard it.
I'm still not clear. I mean, I know the song is.
I don't know, man. What song do you know? Do you want?
I don't know. I mean,
You guys are doing the other one. Which one?
Come on, the one before.
Dead or Alive.
No.
Yeah, you can do Dead or Alive.
Yeah. Let's do Dead or Alive. Just the first verse. Gonna do the Puro Dolor now?
We can.
Perdona si te estoy llamando en este momento, pero me hacía falta escuchar de nuevo, aunque sea un instante. Tu respiración. Disculpa, sé que estoy violando nuestro juramento. Sé que estás con alguien que no es el momento, pero hay algo urgente que decirte hoy. Que estoy muriendo, muriendo por verte, agonizando muy lento. Soy muy fuerte. Hey, vida, devuélveme mis fantasías, mis ganas de vivir la vida. Devuélveme el aire, cariño mío. Sin ti yo me siento vacío. Las tardes son un laberinto y las noches me sabe a puro dolor. Quisiera decirte que hoy estoy de maravilla, que no me ha afectado lo de tu partida, pero con un dedo no se tapa el sol. Y que estoy muriendo, muriendo por verte, agonizando muy lento y muy fuerte. Vida, devuélveme mis fantasías, mis ganas de vivir la vida. Devuélveme el aire, cariño mío. Sin ti yo me siento vacío. Las tardes son un laberinto y las noches me saben a puro dolor.
That was fucking great. That was great. Holy shit.
Hey, that was pretty cool for me. That was cool for me to do that. That was awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, man. Pleasure. It's been awesome, bro.